Blog Talk Radio.
New York and Shy. Perfect combination. Kills, Biggie.
Like Timbos and Jabos, bitches just like to play the merry-go.
Yeah, we know, drop the scenario.
It was me, D, the MPV, the Blunts and Brew thing, knocking some Wu-Tang, M-E-T-H, oh shit. Look at them lips and them hips on that bitch.
Girl.
She hits the dip, so I can drop my Macadocia shit. Like the blunt clip and recognize the pimp. Needless to speak, the G's obsolete, don't sleep. Bang the skins in a week. On the street, up the avenue, I seen her on the block, who she rapping to? That's my nigga G, damn he got G. Now she fucking him and fucking me, see?
Me casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with you. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for you. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
Player fall like a moon player star. She still sweat me hard cause I'm a rap star. I be cruising up the block, I be passing her, pimping hard with the female passenger. And the only time I call her to hang is when me and D blunted up, pissy scheming on a gangbang. She should've used the intuition, then she wouldn't be classified in that position. Listen, she saying I dissed her cause I'm fucking a sister. A message to the fellas that really gets them pissed. But she started that fucking family. She fucked my man D, so why she mad at me? Plus your sister look better than you, give head better than you, pussy get wetter than you. So break the fuck out like a rash. I'm glad I ain't spend no cash to hit your nasty ass.
Red bones to leftos, doobies. Hip others to show off your boogie. I'm hanging with the best of them sleep. If you wanna, I'm a veteran.
When I show up to the club, it's VIP. You're dancing in the club if it's VIP.
I'm not looking to find a wife, just someone to make a friend of mine.
Me casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
I roll up all black and parlor high. So high when I walk in the club, I see the chick that used to get the dick. Now she freaking on the floor, make a nigga reminisce. Wanna back in my ride again.
Wanna back in my ride again.
But I don't want no girlfriend.
See, I just wanna hit it and we can be cool. We can do this if you're feeling the same way too. Come on girl, let's go to my hotel. At the party all night in my hotel. Pop, roll, smoke, throw in my hotel. In 20 minutes, girl, hit me on my tail. Me casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get this to ya. Hit the club, drinks, dance all night with ya. If the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you work that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
Monday once again, and you're here with your host, Steph Dallas, and tonight's show is Love, Life, and Loyalty, as we do it every Monday from 7 to 9 p.m. Steph Dallas in conjunction with GQ Palace, and we are going to bring you the hottest show in the radio land, as we only do it here at GQ Palace Radio, baby. GQ Palace Radio, baby. It's Monday, March 11th, 2013. Tonight's show is sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop, where you come and get your shit fried, dyed, and laid to the side. some Afro Sheen, some Afro Clean, some Afro Fluid, some Afro Do It To It. Also sponsored by Goodfellas, also sponsored by Habana Cigars, where you come and get your fathead cigars, smoke a little something, bring your little bottle, sip on it, mingle with the fellas, holler at a few chicks, you know, what we come to do in knowing love. You know what I'm saying? Also, let me put this out there right quick. This is a grown adult show. This is not for the kiddies, not for the weak at heart. If you ain't got a strong backbone, this show is not for you. Let me say that one more time. This is a grown adult show. No kiddies allowed. And yes, we will be using explicit language, very explicit language. And it's highly, highly acceptable on this show here. This is one show where you can say what the fuck you want, say how you want it, and, you know, let this shit fly. Get off your chest, you know what I'm saying? Get it straight off your fucking chest. Well, let's see. What's nice topics, y'all? Tonight's topics are, is chivalry, topic number one, let me start off one more time. Is chivalry expected, earned, or is it automatic? Are y'all with me out there? Is chivalry expected, earned, or is it just automatic? Topic number two. Hold on while I sneeze, y'all. Hold on while I sneeze. Woo! Bless me. This uncensored show here, uncensored show. We let it all fly. Topic number two. If you dated someone whose sexual appetite is stronger than yours and you can't keep up, what would you do to keep from losing them? Are y'all with me? Let me say it one more time. If you dated someone whose sexual appetite is stronger than yours and you can't keep up, what would you do to keep from losing them? Well, I'll start it off with topic number one, chivalry. Is it expected from a woman's point of view? Yeah, it's expected. From a woman's point of view, it's expected. From a man's point of view, you have to earn that. That's what I'm going to say. You have to earn it. Some of you women out there don't deserve it. Don't deserve it. Some of you were brought up with certain standards that you might have been raised that chivalry is expected. You know what I'm saying? It might have been expected to you. But is it expected if you're a bitch? Is it expected because you downgrade men or you feel that you're above men? Is it expected because you talk to men the way you want to talk to them? No. How the fuck can you expect a man to open your door if you're always cursing him out? How do you expect a man to pull out your seat for you if you're constantly going to fuck off on him? You know what I'm saying? So to get that, you have to give that. To get that, you must give that. As far as that automatic shit, hell no, that shit automatic. Absolutely not. Come up the way I was raised, yeah. I was born to give what I receive. And a lot of times I step out of the box because I show a lot of goodness and greatness, you know, from my heart. I am a kind-hearted person. I have a big-ass heart. Anybody will tell you that. I have a big heart. You can get whatever you want from me. But if you fuck me around, I'm going to fuck you back around. You know what I'm saying? You only got one time to do it. The second time you do it, it might be on my fault. But you don't have all that time to fuck me over. You are not going to fuck me over day in and day out. You fuck me once, you might be out of here. You might stick around for the second time. You fuck me around the second time, your ass is definitely out of here. I don't like no disrespectful ass woman towards me. Absolutely not. Topic number two. If you dated someone whose sexual appetite is stronger than yours and you can't keep up, what would you do to keep from losing them? Me, myself. If a broad has a bigger sexual appetite than me, that bitch ain't human. I'm going to tell you straight up and down. That bitch ain't human because my sexual appetite is retarded. It's through the fucking roof. It's fucking through the roof. My shit is through the fucking roof. Way through the fucking roof. Excuse me. So with that being said, I don't know. You know what? Yeah, it's through the fucking roof. My shit is through the fucking roof. So if your sexual appetite is stronger than mine, we're going to be some sweaty, nasty, all through the house, nasty motherfuckers. Somebody got to come out on top. And it ain't going to be you. So if your appetite is stronger than mine, we're going to find out if it really is or not. We're going to find out if it is or not. And if it is stronger than mine, somewhere along the line, somewhere along this fight, somewhere along this session, somewhere along this sexcapade, you going to know you was in a fight. Because there ain't going to be no pushover. It ain't going to be no motherfucking pushover. I got a lot of y'all listening. My phone lines are lit up, but y'all scary ass is scared to press 1. Press 1 and join your host, Steph Dallas, the crazy motherfucker from Brooklyn. That crazy ass nigga, yep, that's me. Call in. Press number 1. Y'all already on the line. Just press fucking 1. And join in and talk to your boy about this sexual appetite bullshit. Ladies, I need you to call in and tell me, if you dated someone and your appetite was stronger than theirs, what the fuck did you do? Or what did he do to keep you satisfied? Did he buy you some fucking toys, you know, to help out in the room and shit? You know what I'm saying? Did he buy you some toys? Did you bring in his man, a little threesome, a little menage a trois, you know what I mean? What the fuck went on? I have my first call in the air. We have my man Real Talk. Real Talk, you there?
Good. What's
up, playboy?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man.
I'm out here just enjoying this weather right now, but I had to call in on my way back to the crib.
I'm sitting a little Cavassier, you know, a little Pepsi Chaser. That's what I'm doing right now, you know.
Okay. Hey, what's the topic?
Tonight's topic is, topic number one is chivalry. Chivalry. Is it expected, earned, or is it automatic?
Woo.
Is chivalry expected, earned, or is it automatic?
Mm.
Topic number two. If you dated someone whose sexual appetite is stronger than yours and you can't keep up, what would you do to keep from losing them?
Mm. Shit, gotta try to keep up.
Then you're gonna throw your motherfucking back out. You're gonna throw your motherfucking back out, dude.
At least you put an E in for effort.
Yeah. Hold that thought, Real Talk. We have T on the air. T, you there, baby?
Hello.
Oh, here she goes again with that damn voice. What are you talking like
Real
that?
Talk. Real talk. You gonna leave me alone, okay?
Huh?
Real talk.
Come on with that damn voice.
To mess. I have to do that.
You
gotta
do what you gotta do, baby. What you gotta do, baby?
He got upset about my voice.
I love your voice, baby. Your voice sexy as a motherfucker. So you ready to motherfucking jump on something like old cougar or something.
You know how us cougars do.
You know what? I'll be goddamn.
Well, chivalry should be automatic.
What?
What? What the hell?
What do you mean automatic?
It should.
Why
should
I like to hear this one?
Y'all should know what to do.
What do you mean we should know what to do?
Just what I said.
Okay, but listen,
know.
Y'all should know what to do as well. Don't think you're gonna do whatever the fuck you want and you're gonna get some chivalry. So that automatic should go out the window.
Well, I expect it.
Automatically.
If you ain't giving it up, then I got a problem.
If I ain't giving what, chivalry? If I ain't what, open the
That's
door
right.
for you being
That's being right. A, I mean, be the ultimate gentleman.
Okay, but listen, me opening your door and calling
Real
you a bitch, what's the difference? Can I open your door and call you a bitch?
I wish you would.
See, that's what I'm saying. So why opening the door is going to make me a better man than the man that opened the door?
Well, I think it's sexy.
Huh?
It's sexy. It just makes me want to...
But I'm opening the door to my bedroom. I ain't opening the door to my damn car.
Now, I want you to open up no bedroom to know that. You ain't going to get to that bedroom if you ain't open up the door to the car.
So you mean I could open my door to get some coochie?
No.
Wow.
I could open my car door to get some coochie?
No. Oh, yeah. You're going to have to, you're going to have to show me that, you know, hey, you're willing to go in all the way for this.
Wow.
And what was that second topic? Because y'all don't understand.
Why do you mean understand?
You a real talk. Listen to him. See, listen.
I'm just saying though. The chivalry stuff like opening the car door, pulling your chair out.
Right,
man,
but
that is so fucking old
on.
School.
So why not keep it up?
Huh?
It ain't gonna kill you.
I'm not saying it's gonna kill me, but that's the old school. I think a woman should. Yes, it's automatic for a man to open the door. I'm gonna say like some parts of it is like it's just like some men are just gentlemen and some ain't. But
right,
what happens if he wasn't raised that way?
Well, he about to get schooled.
Well, you know.
So now you training niggas now, T? Now you got a motherfucking. You got a school and shit. You training niggas there?
You damn right I am. You going to school? Sure. You gonna learn today?
That's the problem with y'all females.
Huh?
What's the problem?
What was that
What's
record homeboy said? Buy me a drink. Buy me a mink. Take me a
I'm just saying, but look, I don't have a problem with opening a car door and being a gentleman because that's what I am.
Right.
But if you're not doing the things that's needed to be acceptable for me to be giving you those things, that shit goes out the window. And quick.
Well, you both probably go out the window because you're not going to want to deal with her either.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you get out of line with me, we go to a restaurant, I'm open that motherfucker door and walk right in that bitch first. And I ain't holding that bitch open either. You better be right on my heels.
And if you don't eat salad, you might be eating it that night. That's your find your own food.
hold that though. We have another call in there. We have another caller. Tana, you on the air?
Hello.
Tana's on the
here.
Air.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Damn,
what's up, Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, baby? How you doing tonight?
I'm all right. I'm chilling.
You all right? You're chilling? You sound a little disturbed.
Yeah,
you want
like,
to talk about
something?
Maybe
you want to
Well, I was actually trying to get out the kitchen.
You was
trying
to what?
No, I was on my way out the kitchen cleaning my hands. That's why I was distracted. I didn't want to touch nothing. Mm.
Sound like you the course.
Wow.
That only took 1 minute for me to start it with you, Tom.
Yeah. What's the topic?
Chivalry. Is it expected, earned, or automatic?
Okay, first of all, I feel like before people comment on chivalry, whether it's expected or not, they should know what it means. and chivalry is, you know, back in the medieval times, chivalry derives from, like, knights who protected people who couldn't protect themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they came with a lot of valor, and they had, like, personal bravery, so they're, like, a protector, like a man, like a warrior, like a gentleman. You got to be courteous and generous and things like that. So if you don't have that in your normal day-to-day, then you're not a man yourself. Regardless of if a woman is getting on your nerves or not, you as a man, as a gentleman, should always be a gentleman or a man to a woman. If you feel like you're going to do something spiteful, like not open the door for her and stuff like that, is it even worth you going out with her, period, on that day, just to prove a point that you got an attitude with her, so now you're not going to open the door for her? That's not a manly thing to do. That's a bitch thing to do, for you to have
okay,
an attitude.
Okay, but if she's out of pocket, I still got to open the
fucking
pocket, door
for her? If she's out of pocket, you shouldn't
her.
Be dealing with her. Put her
just,
in her
no,
pocket.
I'm just, all I'm saying is, if she gets out of pocket, what do you do then? If you're already on your way out to the restaurant and stuff like that,
all right,
that's what
but,
I'm saying.
You know, as an adult, it shouldn't be something where you're going to show your attitude and show. If you're already having a night out, first of all, as an adult, you should both say, we're not going to ruin this night. We'll deal with it when we get back to headquarters. But for now, I'm going to continue on like a gentleman, because if you think about it, when women try to get a rise out of men, they do a lot of crazy things. They do a lot of silly things to get attention. And, of course, your reaction is only feeding into the bullshit that she's giving you right now. So what you want to do is you want to continue to be a man for the remainder of the night, because the first thing she's going to be is sorry for showing her ass if you're not feeding into it. That's number one. So
right.
When you're going out somewhere, you're not going to walk ahead of her and don't hold the door open for her and stuff like that. You're talking about being in whether it's a major relationship or a minor relationship. You just went out on the street with a woman, which is a reflection of you. So
but,
you
but all
women
okay, and it goes both ways though as well.
All right, this is what I'm saying to you though. So if you take a woman out somewhere and she don't know how to act and she's showing her ass, the first thing you want to do is before you get out the car, you check the bitch before you get out the car. Listen, we about to go have us a good dinner. We gonna have to put on. This is what I mean about men being men. Put a fucking woman in her place if that's what you feel like you need to do. If
okay.
She wanna finish,
boy, you boy,
finish,
listen, you try to go with one of these bitches nowadays with that.
Let me
check the bitch in the
well,
car.
You know
you
what?
Get a
it's,
fucking
it's a difference between a woman. It's a difference between a woman and an immature female. If you check your fucking female before you get out that car, before you go in that restaurant, and she still act like she wanna be, it ain't nothing for you to make a U turn and take your ass back home. Dinner ain't that serious. You
I ain't making a U turn. That bitch gets now.
You
I'm going.
You don't get
rewarded. Yeah.
Well, you rewarded her for her bullshit because she's going to eat any fucking way. And that's how she's looking at it. Like, nigga, I'm still going to eat. You ain't that motherfucking bowl to sit there and talk about
right.
You order from this side of the menu. You ain't that fucking bowl. You still don't
oh,
want
I'm going to go out to fucking eat, you mother. I'm going to go eat.
Well,
you
see,
don't know.
You know what? But see, that will build up some kind of resentment after a while. Like, you still going to be doing catty shit with me whenever we go out as a man. You should stand firm and you check that motherfucker.
For every action, there is a reaction, though. For every action,
right,
there is a reaction.
You cannot put yourself in a position.
I'm not saying put yourself in that position, but you also can't get mad at the man if the shit is constantly happening. You can't get
mad
at the
man.
But
what I'm saying is, if I do something and I'm having an argument with my man, I know for a fact, first of all, if you got chivalry up in you and throw you the whole time that we date each other and every time you want to turn shit off whenever you got an attitude, that's some real bitch shit. Just continue
I
to be
agree.
A man, but
I
check,
agree.
But check that bitch. You know you was dead wrong for that shit you just said, right? But I'ma fix your ass though. I'ma fix your ass. But you ain't gonna sit there and walk ahead of her. That's disrespectful. And you want a woman to respect you after that? I'm cursing you. Clean the fuck out. You act
well,
like you're trying to
if she ever respects me, she wouldn't do what she did the first time for me to go the fuck off on her.
Yeah,
as
but
well.
How major is it that you still going out and having a night
I'm
on
not,
the
bed? It ain't that major, but you can't get mad at the man if she's constantly doing stuff and then the man is coming at her.
Right,
how's the man always wrong?
If she's constantly doing something, then you should not be taking her out. Then
well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, but if I check her and we still got a problem, the man can't be wrong.
Why you still with her then?
I'm not saying, I'm not. You said we're going out. If we're going out, right?
Obviously she don't respect you. But what I'm
all
saying
right,
is,
right. So don't, right. Obviously she don't respect me, so why should I respect her? That was my point I was
so
trying to make.
So why you fucking with somebody that don't respect you?
I'll put that bitch in the street, like I said.
Make that shit somebody else on. But I'm saying, like, for you to make it a scene, that's making a scene. You being dramatic. You don't have to go out there and show your ass in the street. You can let that shit in the bud before you even get to where you're going. And if you're somewhere with her and she's acting up, check, please. We're going to cut this night short. Alright, have a good night. Drop your ass off home. Or wherever it is, if y'all live together, then that means y'all in a relationship. And y'all need to sit down and have a discussion about her behavior when y'all aren't in public. Plain and simple. And if you got to tell her too many fucking times, she's too fucking immature and young, and you shouldn't be dealing with her anyway.
That's why I'm throwing them bitches.
I'm just saying, like...
No, I understand what you're saying, but sometimes it's easier said than done. Because a lot of times... A lot of women want to have the last word anyway. You might check her, but then she's going to have something to say after that. And it's never going to
get resolved that
way.
I'm good for that. I'm good for always wanting to have the last word. However, if you take a point to me, I will respect you enough to get your point across. That don't necessarily mean that if you gain your point across, if you're right, I'm going to say you're right, and I'm going to shut the fuck up about it. But if I'm not going to be wrong and strong peeping with you all the time. That's number one. And like I said, it all boils down to we're not talking about you. Part of being chivalrous is you being a gentleman at all times, which means that you should know how to break it down to a woman. You should know how to talk to a woman or a female in general without having to suit to her level of cattiness. Once you start bringing over that catty nonsense into a situation, then this bitch going to start arguing with you like you a bitch. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. But if you're the type of nigga that you firm with your shit, like, yo, listen, I'm not having this shit. You either straighten the fuck up, we ain't going no fucking where. Or we can leave this shit right now. What you want to do? It's up to you. Cut that shit and go. It don't make no sense for you to be dragging on an argument for 15, 20 minutes. We even going to discuss this shit and get it over with now or you know, whatever. We ain't going nowhere. You don't got to worry about me going nowhere with you. We ain't so arguing.
What the fuck are you bumming about over there, real talk?
I'm just
about
to duck. I understand what you're saying.
You
understand? Because a real man don't talk like that to a female. Get your ass over here. She ain't have to do all that.
You take your shit out of context. I'm trying to break it.
You want to fuck
that? Does that not make you
real man? You want to see what you want to do?
You
want to
be real man?
You want a nigga that's going to beat your ass? That's the type of nigga you want. You don't want a man. You want a knucklehead. You want a nigga that's gonna beat your ass. Because you don't know what the fuck
you're talking about. You
have to hire a real man to know what the fuck a real man is. That's where your ignorance come at.
You talking about a lie.
You don't know what the fuck a real man is.
I'm gonna hear you right now.
You stupid. You don't know what a real man is. Get your fucking shit together. You have to tell my man what's up.
You
have to tell
my man what's up.
You have to tell my man what's up. I'm going to fuck
Ways around that.
Like, for example, you got to, like, yeah, I don't think, you know what I think, honestly, I don't think people, you know how you say people are, like, lazy fucks and stuff like that. I really think unless you say something to them about it, they really don't know.
You got to know if you're a lazy fuck, though. Come on, Tom.
I mean, not if the person's still fucking with you. How are you supposed to know that?
You gotta know. You gotta know that you're a lazy fuck. Deep down in your heart, Tony, you know damn well if you're giving up the goods or you ain't really giving up the goods. You gotta fucking
that
know.
That you what?
Huh?
That you what?
Giving up the goods. Like, you giving it up. You fucking doing what the fuck you gotta do. You gotta know that, man. You gotta fucking know.
Yeah, but if you still got somebody that's still constantly in contact with you, like, if they still reaching out to you, you probably feel like you're not doing nothing wrong.
Man, fuck all that. You gotta fucking know. You gotta fucking know. But like this, it's hard. Like, I had a broad that wanted to fuck all the time. When I say all, I mean like, as so much, it was a fucking turn off, man.
How old was she?
Huh?
What was her age?
We was probably like mid-30s at the time.
Oh, okay.
What are you trying to say? She was at a peak of some shit? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I really don't know what that peak shit is all about.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Why you asked how old we were. That's what I'm asking.
Turns out, I don't know what age that's supposed to happen.
Okay, so why would you ask what age was?
Yeah, that's why. Other people might believe that. I know for a fact that older, like women that are like older than their mid-30s, they like have more of a desire to pick up the pace or whatever. I think that's because they're more expensive, they're more like into them, you know, selves physically, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her shit was always on 100.
Hold on.
So T, what's up, baby?
Nothing much. Like, just
tonight,
chilling
so
like a villain. Huh?
Huh?
Would you say I'm chilling like
tonight's
a
show?
Villain?
You'd like to know tonight's show so far?
Yeah. Sure I did.
Hello, what I miss?
Nothing.
Just me and T was talking. Yo, my lines are lit up. It looks like a motherfucking...
It's after school. You know, it's after school tomorrow, right? Parenting tonight? Just so I'll let you know.
It looks like the 4th of July on my airwaves right now. Press 1 to join in tonight's conversation. We didn't hear what we was talking about for the last 15 minutes because it was like a heated debate going on right then and there, so we didn't know what was going on. But we got two great topics tonight, so press 1 to join in. Like I was saying, Tana, her sexual appetite was through the fucking roof. As to, like, if I bust you once, she's like, come on, nigga, come on, hurry up. I'm like, yo, I just bust. Come on. I'm like, yo, slow the fuck down now. I ain't a robot, bitch. I'm not a robot, bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, when I say through the roof, I mean, like, it was so bad. I left the hotel one time.
All right, so what did you do?
I stopped fucking with the bitch. plus the bitch is slightly retarded, so that ain't help none.
Then listen at you. Now you want to talk about the female because...
No, I'm just saying that bitch was...
He could do you better than...
She was a little extra. I mean, a little extra. Like, we went to the hotel one time, and she picked me up. We drove her car to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, going off. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you, bitch? Calm the fuck down. We're going to fuck some more? Calm the fuck... And she was, like, going off to the fact where... And I got
maybe
dressed
she
got in the cab and left. Huh?
Maybe she was an asshole. That's totally different. She could have been a nympho.
Huh?
Yeah. I said she could have been a nympho.
Yeah, she could have been. But she was a nympho. But goddamn, man, nympho ain't like... I ran across a few nymphos, but that was like an exception to, I ain't never met a pussy fight like that before. And it was like a fucking, you know what it's like to, when a broad touch you and you get turned off?
Oh.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's like a dude.
Right, you know what I'm saying? When a nigga touch you, like, ugh.
Or if they say too much, like, you know what I don't like? When a dude's talking about too much, like, sexually, like, as soon as they, you know, like, what you have for breakfast, I was asking you, like, you try to input sex in every freaking conversation. Like, that's the turn off.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's that is like, and I thought I would never run across somebody like that, but when I ran across somebody, it was off, it was good. It was good for a little while. I'm like, shit, yeah, it was some new shit, you know what I'm saying? But then after a while, I'm like, yo, this is getting fucking tiring, man. Never thought I would run across some pussy that I didn't want all the time.
Mm-hmm. All right, so.
Okay, what? So what the fuck would you do? You just gonna try and keep up? You know, what, take some vitamins and shit? What are you going to do, Tana?
Yeah, it's only to get your stamina out. You work out more.
You work out more?
Like, you build up your stamina.
Hmm. Okay. So do you see some bananas and shit like that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I guess. Whatever works. Whatever works.
T, what your old ass gonna do?
What happened? I wasn't on the phone. What I'm gonna do about what? Hmm?
About keeping the fuck up. If that nigga wanna fuck all the time, what the fuck you gonna do? Slow ass.
I ain't as slow as you think I am.
Huh?
Don't let them numbers fool you now.
So what numbers
I'm
is that,
I'm
baby?
I'm gonna do what I gotta do.
You gonna do what you gotta do?
By all means necessary.
As far as what, like you gonna do some shit like out the box too as well?
If I have to.
So you gonna bring your girlfriend in the bedroom with him?
Oh no. I ain't sharing nada.
Huh?
I don't share. I'm sorry. Now he just have to go if it's that much that he want. No. We ain't going that far. I'm talking about him and I, in general.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bringing in another female. No. I don't ever want to see another female in my home unless it's my daughter. Okay.
Mm. Oh my God. How about like? Are y'all open to bringing toys in the bedroom and stuff to, like, if, you know, if you need to?
I shouldn't need no toy if I got him.
I'm just, if his appetite is strong in yours, he constantly want to fuck or something, like, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck you going to do? I know, a lot of you bros always holler about, you want a nigga that can do this and do that, do this. What the fuck is going to happen when you run across that
satisfy
one nigga?
Satisfy me and I'll satisfy you and that's enough. Like you said, I'm too old for all of that extra shit right now.
So I gotta fuck on your terms?
You gotta what?
I can only fuck on your terms?
No. I didn't say that.
Okay.
No. But I'm just saying all that old extra other. See, that's why I need me an old geezer.
What you doing, an old geezer? So you don't do that.
The one that just want to feel touchy, touchy, and be done. Let me stop. Yeah, well I don't need. See, that's why I don't mess with young boys. Boys.
Why don't mess with young boys? What the fuck is a young boy gonna do?
No. You're not gonna think that you're just gonna ride me in and out and tear my insides out. No.
A young man might not want. There might not be a young man that's doing that though. The old man might do that too.
Yeah, if he got some Viagra in him.
Who, the old man? That's your problem. You just want to wear old ass nigga out. You can say, yeah, I still got it. Run across one of the young boys and put that shit on him.
Whew. Well, mine is like 43. Is that young or old?
That's still pretty young.
Exactly. Compared to my age, it is.
What? Compared to what?
To
what's
me,
pretty young?
43.
I'm 43. I weigh your old ass out, T.
Yeah, shit. I'll be there the 16th. No, let me stop playing. Look, let me stop playing. See, you just want me to act up, and I'm not going to do it tonight.
I would never want you to act up, baby. You like my
Yeah, you better not say no mama. And you better not say no damn auntie.
I was not going to say, Tana, what the fuck are you laughing at?
Because.
Why is it?
Because.
You know he was giving his face, son. He ain't got no business saying, right?
I was not going to say no mama.
Well, auntie, I ain't old enough to be your damn auntie either.
But you say you're 43.
I know.
She ain't 43. She said,
I
think a young nigga who's fucking is 43.
Yeah. But why you saying it like you way older than that?
I am.
What? You don't just accept you as a friend on Facebook.
Yeah.
You look like. You didn't look like you over the net.
You know what? I'm not ashamed of my age. I will be 52 next Wednesday.
You
lying. I am.
No.
I will. Seriously, I will be.
You.
I have a 32-year-old son.
Congratulations. You do not look it. I was
Thank
not
you.
Expecting you to say that.
I have a 32-year-old son.
Yes.
Damn, that's your age, son.
You heard me laugh at what? They had tennis for that. No.
How tall is he? Is he light skinned?
Tall is he?
My son is 6'2".
Yes. All right.
But he's all the way in West Virginia, honey.
Oh, yeah? That's what, 4 or 5 hours? My God.
No.
Oh, wow. You do not look hot.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh,
yep.
Man.
So,
y'all motherfuckers is funny.
I will be in the big NY on the 16th, Mr. D.
On the 16th? That's this month?
This Saturday.
Oh, where you going this weekend, baby?
The Swagger Ball.
Huh?
Pisces. The Pisces party. Swagger.
Oh, that's Saturday.
Yeah.
I might have to make my appearance at that party then.
Yeah. So, look, you know me online, but you don't know me in person.
That's what I just said. I might have to come through and see you and meet you, baby.
Long as I don't get intoxicated. Let me tell you a little joke that happened first time I ever went to the Paradise Theater. Did I not get, like, ripped and fell right in front of the place?
Oh, my God, T.
In the middle of the street.
Oh, that's Tana every week, right, Tana?
I don't drink like that. I gave a friend narcotic a long time ago.
I was trying to be cute and talking junk about somebody, and face first, bam. But I don't plan on getting like that this time.
Okay.
You wasn't even supposed to remember that.
Sure, you could have been that drunk if you remember it, T. You could have been that fucked up if you remember.
Listen. Some things I remember, some things I don't want to remember.
Now, listen, when a motherfucker tell you what you did the night before and you like, I did all of that, that was a good night.
Wait a minute. I felt it the next day, real bad. I was hurting.
You was hurting,
but
baby?
It was a good night. It was a good time. I had a good time still. My people had to pick glass out of my hand.
Glass out of your hand?
Yeah, that's the only thing that got hurt. I should have been really messed up, but me being messed up, I think, kept me from really just really actually hurting myself.
Did you still go party anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were there.
After they picked me up out of the middle of the street.
Middle of the street, T?
Right in front of the place. But we ain't talking about that no more. Let's talk about this appetites and all that. Cause what would you do, mister?
Well, I already told you, I had a bitch already. She tried to kill me, man.
Okay, what would you do if you ran into another one like that?
So I wish I would run into one. I'm looking for the motherfuckers right now.
Oh, see, you wasn't ready back then. That's all you're saying. You wasn't ready.
So I was ready back then, but you know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna lie. I had, you know what I'm saying? I was young, you know. I was running the street. I had a bunch of bitches, you know what I'm saying? So
now he ready to break. See, that was your problem. That's why you couldn't keep up with
him.
Yeah, I
just said. I was good. When I was young, man, I was one nut. I was good. I'm happy to mother. I don't want no more coochie for the rest of the night.
Again, because you probably have 4 or 5. Ew, I wouldn't want no more either. You probably ain't have nothing left in you.
Man, I had a lot left in me. I just ain't want. I ain't gonna lie. When I was young, all I wanted was a little bit of pussy, and I was happy. I ain't want to fuck all fucking night. I was one selfish ass nigga when I was young.
Now you got to be old and think you can just go all night and
look,
all day.
My motto was come when I come or come when I come back.
If I'm back.
If I come
welcome
first, you ask
real
out.
Welcome back, talk.
Huh?
Welcome back.
I got my drink.
You got his drink
food.
And his two-step?
Yeah. I'm good.
You going to do a little two-step?
Now I know who was that person with that damn mouth. And if I'd have knew it was that person from the get-go, I probably wouldn't have took it so offensive.
Fuck you, nigga.
Now I know who the fuck is. You need to keep one goddamn name. That's what you need to do.
Nigga, that's my real name. Ain't you my friend on Facebook, bitch?
Nah, I didn't know that was your name. That's not the name on my page.
Yes, it is.
That's not the name.
That is my name.
But that's not the name I know you by.
Nigga, you was just talking to me on my page the other day with my name.
I didn't look at your damn name. I know who you are. Why am I looking at your name?
I know some nigga.
Who the hell you are?
So next time you need to look before you bust, motherfucker, because I bust back. What's the problem?
You need to keep one goddamn name, tall lady. That's what you need to do.
I told your ass you was out of character. You wasn't listening.
No, you was
too busy yelling.
Girl, let me tell you.
You was not listening. Let me tell you.
Call the radio station up. Get your number. Track your ass.
Whatever, nigga. Whatever. I knew you done bumped your fucking head.
I was like, you must be goddamn crazy. I'm like, what? But you know, we peace, so I don't take your
shit. Yeah, that's what I thought, motherfucker. I'm like, hey,
I was talking. I get a chance to text Tom on inbox and say, yo, he was like, he ain't know that was you. He said, yo, who the fuck is that? Fucking rat. I said, man, that's Tana. He said, who? I said, Lola. He said, oh, man.
Yeah, bitch. All eyes.
Thought it you out already. Yeah, Lola. That's who I know.
And that's funny because when I called in, she was like, you going to keep your real name today? I was like, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yo, he was like, who the fuck was that on the show? Who the fuck was that? I said, man, that's Tana. Tana? I said, Lola.
Yeah, because I done told the bitch that he was out of pocket. You out of line. Screaming and yelling now. Now you out of line. Now I'm going to come see you, bitch. Now I'm going to come see you.
So you know who this is. So you was really out of goddamn
line. What the fuck?
It was like, let's see who got the longest breath on his bad boy.
That's it. Who had the fucking biggest fucking mouth on his job?
Well, you already know my fucking mouth.
Bing, 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 bing.
A motherfucker.
Yo, she's hitting the fucking bing. I'm saying
you
ain't nobody hitting the bing.
You can barely hear the bing.
I heard it, but my mouth is my fucking bing. I wasn't shutting up.
Damn bing.
I wasn't shutting up.
I wasn't listening for no bing.
Oh, my God.
He gonna choke me. Bitch, I almost inbox you my address. You done lost your fucking mind. Nigga.
Oh, my God.
I would have came and you tall. I'm 6'1". I'd have grabbed your ass up in the air.
Yeah, whatever. You wouldn't even your arm would have even been able to raise off with your head immediately.
Oh, my God.
Immediately, I would have took you out.
Oh,
shit.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I knew a nigga that smoked something. I was like, what the fuck?
No. You must have been smoking. You knew who the hell I was.
First of all, nigga, I came on mad steps, and I'm not come on here mad calm.
Yeah.
I was mad calm. I was kicking my shit, my grown people shit. He's going to call me dumb. He's going to call me dumb. This bitch, I'm reading this shit from the fucking dictionary, and you calling me dumb.
Oh.
I done Googled the definitions before I started talking, and you calling me dumb. Nigga, call fucking
like,
Google dumb.
Oh my God.
There's a body coming up. You alright? I'm good.
I'm like, yo, these motherfuckers is making my head hurt. All you heard was noise.
No,
I could understand neither word these two motherfuckers were saying.
I didn't give a fuck about what he said. I was just saying what the fuck I wanted to say. And I said, rewind the tape if you ain't hear me, nigga.
I was like, this fucking broad is crazy. You don't need step. I don't go out of term. I don't call no female bitches on the air unless I'm
And if you got your fucking rag ass henchman in the background fucking screaming
and
shit.
Not people, what? Those real niggas.
Yeah, real niggas screaming in the background. Singing back up. Shut up.
That nigga right there, that nigga, he's a little stupid,
oh
but believe me.
Oh, my God, man. My motherfucking head is about to explode, man.
Fucking Rich, be phone thugging. I'm going to slap the shit out of him when I see him. Watch. I want to go to
real talk.
Real talk, I'm going to slap the shit out of you when I see you. Now, wifey, my bad. Just turn the head the other way. I'm going to get you for whatever it is you ever did to her.
Oh,
slap you right in your face.
Oh, my God, that was too funny. I was like, are they really going in on each
other? Oh, my God.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
I said, this bitch going in for ratings? I'm going to slap his ass when I see him. Watch.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. My motherfucking head hurts.
Whew. He didn't even agree with me. I know I'm right. I know I'm right.
Listen, I couldn't even say nothing.
I don't even know if you was right because I didn't even listen to you.
I'm like,
oh
wow.
God. Y'all motherfuckers is retarded.
That's why T-ass is dead-ass quiet. Like,
yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
I ain't open up my mouth. When y'all started, I was like, my mouth was wide open over here. Like, I was like, don't they know each other?
I figured that much, you know, because I came on mad calm. He started talking shit to me, and I ain't say nothing. Usually, I go the fuck off. So I was like, you know, I'm going to be calm today.
Oh, gosh.
My kid was looking at me with the
hello?
Puppy head cocked to the side, like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. My motherfucking head hurt, man. My motherfucking head hurt. Y'all motherfuckers was going the fuck off, man.
And Steph, you know you can't shut me up. You got to literally cover my mouth.
I'm like, oh, my God, this nigga don't ever shut up. And she don't ever shut up. I'm like, boy, here we fucking go.
Listen, Dallas, all I could hear you saying is, ding, 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 ding.
I'm just yelling, ding, 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 ding. I'm yelling it out, and she fucking impressed me.
I was going to say, somebody was saying ding, ding, ding. I didn't even hear the bell.
I think because it was like, you know what, he ain't going to out-talk me. And he was like, she ain't going to out-talk me.
He was like, because you dumb. I said, this man. Lord, get somebody. This nigga that lost his mind.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was like in a church mouth
I'm
over
here.
On the side.
I had to go get my cigarette.
I done stressed the nigga out. He's like, no.
No. It's just that. No. You're a stressed nigga. I don't get stressed. What I what I do is when I got my little drink, I have my cigarette. So
all
I'm
right,
just
sure, sure.
Relaxing right now.
Sure.
But I wasn't planning on drinking tonight either.
I wish I could have went on the computer during that time. But I had to run a scan on this sample.
No, because you know, as I'm talking to y'all, I went straight into Facebook and looked up his name. I was like, oh, I'm about to curse the nigga out. It's impossible.
That's another fucking thing you need to stop doing. Going on Facebook every time somebody, you want to Facebook their ass.
I was
like, going to
invite you. I was going to put you on blast.
Like, who the fuck y'all going on Facebook looking for fucking people and shit?
I was going to inbox you my address, nigga. I've been waiting.
Listen, Where's Shameek?
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm glad he wasn't here to interfere.
Oh,
Lord.
You know, you would have called
Shameek
for real. Yeah, you would have definitely called it then.
Shameek is a damn... Exactly. You know what I'm saying? He would have came on... Fucking Real Talk so busy not listening. This is what I mean. That's a prime example of chivalry, damn it.
I'm going to tell you... Let me explain it to you. What I was saying was, I said... but you wasn't listening. I said, I agree to an extent.
Okay.
I said, but... These females out here, like Steph said, you can't talk to them nowadays because they too fucking ratchet.
Right.
You're talking about the females like back then that you guys can do that to and talk to and you understand do that to. But these females,
no,
because
you
females,
said you said that's not a real nigga if he got to sit the fuck down.
Okay,
I'm
gonna tell you because I tell you why I said that part. Because you said, if the nigga really wants to be like, oh, fuck it, we just go out tomorrow and leave our fucking ass out there, such and such. What I was saying was, a real nigga is not going to stoop to that level and be like, fuck it, such and such. He's still going to do what a real man, let me put it like that, a real man is still going to do what he got to do. You want to say, but when you get in that house, he might say what he has to say.
Right, that's exactly what I said. Like, we still going to carry on with the day, but I'm going to put you on before we go any further, that we ain't going to keep beefing about this all goddamn night. We're going to chill, and we're going to deal with this when we get home. But what I was saying was that if the female is continuing, you know, you got females that won't fucking just agree to disagree. So you're going to sit there, you're going to beef, you're going to argue. I said, when it gets too much like that, you know, it's just statistically correct. Motherfuckers will get into a car accident over a nagging ass bitch. You ain't going to be driving nowhere where a bitch all in your ear. You're going to want to run off a cliff.
I'ma drive her side of the car, clean it to the fucking wall.
This
nigga ran into the back. I had my Pathfinder at that time. You know, back in the Pathfinder had the tire on the back of it.
Right.
He ran his shit dead into the back of my shit. Boom. And he was arguing with girl on the phone. And he was like, "You see what you made me do?" And this nigga was Dominican. And the fucking, you know what? And I'm still mad about that fucking day because he asked me how much because he didn't have no insurance.
Right.
So the nigga was speaking in Spanish, so I was like, "Yo, just give me $500. This nigga pulled out a lot of fucking money and told him in Spanish when he left. He would have gave me way more than that. I said, "This motherfucker." From this day, that's how that nigga got in. I was like, "But see, my car
was fucking that's what I mean. Like, I lost. Chivalry comes, it doesn't even just derive from you doing things like holding the door open. It's mental, too. Like, you got to know when to argue and when not to argue with somebody. Like, you know, you at the end of the day, once you finish arguing with your girl, like if I'm arguing with my man or whatever have you, and after the argument, I'm going to recap that whole discussion and how what he said to me and how he approached me. I'm going to count how many times that nigga going to call me a bitch during the argument. I'm doing all that. All that. And it depends on how he went about the whole thing. You know, some girls don't like when niggas is quiet. Like, all right, you right. They don't like shit like that. They want
to
have a debate.
That's those females that's like, they want that nigga that's going to yell and scream or talk to them that certain way or attitude. You understand? And what I'm saying is those females right there, to me, it's not considered a female because you don't want them talking to you like that in the street.
Right. So now here's the thing.
Hold on, y'all. Hold that thought right quick. Let me just get this other guy on the phone. Big homie on there. Big homie, you there?
Oh, Lord. Who is chivalry and do she suck
dick? Lord, he's seen it. Oh, you must have been drinking.
Who is chivalry and do she suck dick?
See, you can't let him go nowhere. He just don't know how to act.
I know how to act, especially if chivalry sucking dick. I am not how to act.
That's a mess. That's a hot, piping ass mess right here.
If chivalry not a suck dick, I'm going to be a gentleman.
You see how y'all rapping on the show? This is a serious conversation. Look at the fuck y'all doing.
My man is serious. My man is serious, man.
I'm not serious right now.
No, you're not serious right now, so hush it.
Oh, so y'all really want chivalry? So why the fuck do all the guys that's doing chivalry shit can't get laid? So why those guys are doing all the nice things?
All the knucklehead, loud, wild niggas getting all this pussy right now.
No, that's wrong. Now, that's wrong. On a level of 1 to 10, I want to say, like, a square is, like, on a level of niggas, a square is, like, a 4.
A square
like
is, like, what?
You a 4 on the scale, you won't get in shit. I don't care.
Yeah, but the guys is pulling out tables and holding
doors. I think that's so sweet.
I think it's sweet too, but they girls wind up sucking my dick.
At the end of the night, son, nigga, thank you. I had a nice time. And you kiss them on the cheek, and you go in your house and close the door.
That's not true. That's not true.
Hey, listen, you don't date bitches, or do you?
Here we go.
Niggas now.
Okay, so listen, let me tell you about these chicks that got the gentlemen at home. They sucking niggas like my dick.
Can I say something? I think that, like, what Real Talk was saying earlier, like, how the tone, how you're supposed to speak to the person, like, you don't want to be talking reckless to them out in the street. I, for one, and I'm not saying, like, on a level of disrespect, like, you can't just straight curse me the fuck out. Like, that ain't going to happen. But, like, if you fucking with a nigga and you respect him and he's that nigga and he tell you to chill the fuck out, you gonna chill the fuck out. It ain't gonna be no goddamn argument. Yo, chill. It's a tone and it's a way to say some shit.
And on top of that shit, you can have all the tone and how you say the shit all you want to. But if your motherfuckers, if your fucking life don't match your words.
No, but what I'm saying is, if you fuck with that nigga and he look at you and say some shit, you know how sometimes a bitch be beefing with a nigga and they give the nigga give that look and you know that you done crossed the line? Like, that's it? You ain't gonna say shit else to that nigga. You
okay,
know.
So how does that work when you're on the phone, though?
When you're on the phone? He can't give you a look on the phone, but he'll put that tone, though. He'll put the tone, like, oh, you know what, most, what y'all do mostly when y'all argue on the phone, y'all dismiss the call. Y'all gonna highlight you later and hang up.
Well, first of all, from the beginning, you wanna know what lines to cross with me from the beginning. So I'm not gonna have to give you a look or a motherfucking tone, bitch, you've been warned already.
You act like you talking to a kid.
I'm just, listen, I don't fuck old women. They know the fuck what the deal is.
Listen, where are you going with this old woman shit?
You know what I'm going yabba dabba do? You know what I'm going yabba dabba do?
He said, all right now, don't get out of line. All right now.
Once you put that work in, you don't got to give me my
money. Oh, she is seasoned. That is a seasoned woman right there. You got to show some respect.
No, listen, once you put that work in, there's no other looks and tones, bitch. You've been warned 6 months ago.
I ain't going to meet too many of your bitches. I ain't going to meet too many of your bitches, all right?
Not you in particular, bitch. I'm talking about in general.
See, we'll be fighting for real.
Motherfuck, you will?
Yes, we will.
I've never seen a fucking girl fight a nigga that she knew would slap the shit out of her.
I sure the fuck have. You know I have. You know I have.
I you must be in the lead on doing this smart.
No, I will try my head. Because you know what else? You know I'm going to be dead ass honest with you. I knew that nigga loved me to death. So I was like, he ain't gonna do too much damage.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But however, I did touch that motherfucker and that nigga chicken winged my ass. However, I got my head kicked. I told you, Seth, how many times I tell you about that nigga? I took my shoe off in the car and fucked that nigga up with my stiletto. Caught that nigga. He was driving too. He couldn't do shit but pull over. Put me in the chicken wing. Tell me to calm the fuck down.
Why he wait till he was driving to do that, though?
Because that nigga was talking reckless while he was driving. You know how niggas got the eye on the road? And he's a steady popping shit. And I'm all like trying to be all pink and feminine and shit with the sad face. Like, oh my God, why is he talking to me like this? And then the nigga just went too far. And I was like, we in a fucking minute now. It took my shoe off. Like, I ain't gonna be too many of your bitches.
If a bitch took her shoes off around me, her feet hurt.
No, I'm telling you, because I didn't, like, just do it in one quick motion. I was cool with my shit. I was taking my shoe off.
Ah, you wouldn't do that shit with me.
Oh, listen, if you guys loved me, he was all right with it. To this day, he probably look at his arm and see my teeth mark like this crazy bitch.
Yeah,
but
I don't think you would do that with me.
What makes you so different?
Oh, brother. Wait, for real?
I mean, seriously.
For real.
You can catch it, too. You can catch the ref.
Yeah,
really?
They all say that until they get the dick on the kidney.
Ain't nobody getting
all right,
y'all niggas.
Exactly. And I don't care how good the dick is, if you get out of line and I feel like I need to go there, I'm going.
Buddy, the shit was good. The shit was great. But I'm saying that nigga called me a bitch one too many times. You know, like when you're in the car and you arguing and you telling the nigga, all right, all right.
She's more hypothetical because I know you was checking for another dude. So I be playing with you and shit like that. But on the real tip, I wouldn't have that problem.
Dallas,
you'll be a bitch when you wake up, and you'll be a bitch when you go to sleep.
And you have a heel mark right in your forehead.
I don't see that happening.
You're mad at me.
We get the same bill, the first thing I'm going to do is say, what up, bitch?
I'm going to smack the piss out of you. You go right
exactly.
Back. Play with it. And I'm going to say, what's up? And then you're going to say that. I'm going to say, what's up, you old bitch? And I'm going to slap you right in your face.
Yeah, I look good for an old bitch, you big bitch.
I look good for a big bitch, nigga.
You big Nene Leakes, big bitch.
No, I ain't got big bitch. I am a slim and size 8 now. I don't know what you've been
talking about. You the fucking power forward, big bitch.
You see, I'm putting the tally box on the bitch list. You know what? Of course, I done put a slash through a 5.
Oh,
I done made it 5 for the night.
I'm not worried about you laying hands on me, bitch. A lot of bitches want to lay hands on me.
You get it?
A lot of bitches want to lay hands on me. You get it?
Yeah. This friendship is over.
A lot of bitches want to lay hands on me, baby. You get it?
Wow. Why hands and not mouth, huh? Step your game up.
What? Wow.
Yes.
Dallas.
Yes, baby.
Ask that the man that's talking, what would he do with his greedy self? Because he loves the coochie so much.
What would I do with what now?
Ask him the second part of the question.
Big homie. Big homie driving with his disrespectful self.
Ask me one question.
Part 2 of tonight's topic. Part 2 is, what would you do if your partner's sexual appetite was stronger than yours? What would you do not to lose them?
Well, that is definitely a hypothetical because that is never going to happen. I would do everything in my power to make sure that little nigga is happy besides putting a stick in my ass.
Big homie.
Yes.
If you got to the point that you couldn't get you no coochie, what would you do?
Kill myself.
I believe it.
Why am I living if I can't fuck?
My thing is, like, it ain't gonna never come to that point because he's gonna be stealing.
I'm sure I would park my car in the garage and let it run until I go to sleep. There's no need to live.
Dramatic.
There's no need to live. You ain't fucking.
That is so dramatic.
So you only on this earth to get you a piece of ass?
No, but it makes this shit more tolerable than I to come home and get some pussy.
Oh, my God.
I got to go through all this fucking strife in life, all this shit in life,
oh
and then
God.
Don't get no
this
pussy when I come
said,
out.
He said strife. I said, he's a big word. He said strife.
I got to deal with a white man telling me what the fuck to do. I got to come home with some badass kids, and I'm not getting no pussy.
All right now, Abdullah.
Man, start the car up in the garage.
That is too funny.
Yeah, you know, dudes won't admit it, though, that everything a man do in this world is about women. We don't get money for us. We get money so we can do shit with bitches.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What y'all get money for?
You know, nine times out of ten, because y'all ain't doing shit, so we got to take care of
ourselves. No, it ain't even that, because they come to us to pay for that shit, too. You only pay to get my hair and nails done this week?
I mean, it's been a long time since somebody did something nice old Eddie Kane.
I'm not flipping nobody's hair unless I fucked it up. If I ain't fucked that shit up, bitch, you better go get that nigga.
I agree, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, it's too many, what's the word I'm looking for? It's too many rules and regulations to this shit. I can't be bothered.
I don't follow rules at all.
I can't be bothered.
Yeah, if I pay for your hair and nails, then you can do what the fuck I tell you to do.
Immediately.
Yeah, if not, you would give me back my motherfucking hair and nails.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm Stevie J, and you gonna do what I fucking say.
Yeah,
I got it.
You know, I just figured out what that Stevie J shit was today. That nigga said she's Stevie J in it, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you Stevie J, I must be Big Dino or something.
You know, maintaining, holding down the fort.
The shit I do, most niggas can't do, yo. They ain't got the balls.
Bitches neither.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, bitches don't get away with
all
the shit.
This is why
niggas allow them to get away with.
Huh?
This is why niggas get their bitch snatched. Because what you think she won't do, she's dying to do. You ain't got enough balls to ask her.
What you talking about?
I'm talking about niggas in general. They get their bitch kidnapped because they scared to ask her. Let me fuck you in the car outside. Let me fuck you outside on the hood of my car in the summertime while people walking by.
Nitty, I'm unfriending you after this conversation. I swear I'm deleting you as a friend and from my life. I swear to God.
Hey, listen, I got no problem asking you. Let me hit this on the roof of the truck in the summertime. Yeah, people's moving around.
Are you serious?
No question. How many times can you do it in a bed, in a hotel room, and all that other shit?
I hate it.
But you going to jail if you get caught by the man?
Fuck it, I got bond money, bitch. I bond myself out on the spot.
I'm gonna go in your pocketbook and take your money and get us bailed out.
Exactly. Be coming
home. You ain't doing that. You ain't even doing that.
Listen. Who ain't doing what?
I
just
ain't nothing.
Y'all
what
talking
about
the side of y'all neck right now.
Not
me.
Why you gonna pay? You know why you gonna bail us out? Because you don't want your man to find out what happened. So you gonna bail us out?
Oh, you know,
that's
like
the thing. I ain't gonna be doing nothing while I got a man.
That wasn't what he said, though. He said women out there are scared their man won't ask them to do certain things, so they get kidnapped by the other nigga. Understand? Okay. So that means
bitches.
And the last person that said I ain't paying attention on this bitch today. God, cursed out.
Hey, I ain't get cursed the fuck out. You got cursed the fuck out. You got cursed the fuck out.
Kiss my ass, quick.
Really?
Kiss my ass.
Hold on, y'all. We have another caller. We have Sky. Sky, you there?
Hi, Sky.
Today,
I came in. I'm here. I came in at the tail end about people getting fucked on the roof. I'm game. I'm just saying.
She plus one fast.
One.
Hey, Sky. When you was not married, before you met your husband, do you think that guys is really scared to act the shit they really want?
Who
would
know?
Not if they. No.
Who do
you
want to buy your skates in my room?
Take
off your shoes. No, I don't think
so.
Donna, put the phone down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sky, have you ever made love on top of the car?
I don't. You probably find a shorter list of where I haven't made love yet. Now I don't always make love. Sometimes I just want to get fucked. I just feel as though that when I want it, I want it. I don't worry about the risk. I don't worry. That's the fun part about it, that we just did this shit.
This is why I fuck with Sky. Every week, this is my number one nigga.
I'm just saying, that's why you're my husband now.
The risk you take of getting caught, that shit made my dick harder.
Exactly.
Wow.
For real.
Yeah, you motherfucking right. My dick is so I've had sex in Manhattan on the FDR drive, that park right FDR drive, right there on the bench. Motherfuckers playing handball, everything. That is some shit right there.
That nigga's playing handball and everything.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. Like, after you go through so many women and so many hotel rooms, that shit just don't cut it no more.
But everybody's not always looking for love. Sometimes you just want a sling, and that shit is even better. Like, on the back of the bus when you just meet a stranger and you got your condom and y'all looking at each other like you crazy, and you make that shit happen and keep it moving and never see them again.
What?
Or you at Reese Beach walking down the beach and you see something nice, you tell her, yeah, come here, let me talk to you for a minute.
Exactly.
Like, you know you're in a lifeguard chair, fucking the brains out.
Looking for nothing. Only thing you're looking for is getting your shit off. That's it. Keep it moving.
That's it.
That is some fun. Listen, I met back in the days, Sugar Hill, the old Sugar Booger.
Which one? Mother's Garvey? Mother's Garvey?
Yeah,
that's my spot.
Sugar Booger. I call it Sugar Booger.
Oh, but they revamped it.
I know, it's nice. It's nice in there now.
Yeah, I heard it was nice in there now.
They do comedy in there, I think, certain nights or whatever.
Oh, okay.
In the summertime. Right. Listen,
you go through the Sugar Hill, you cannot strike out. But you
listen, let me tell you. I met a chick in there one night. One night I met a chick in there. The next day we went out, we went to fucking Reese Beach, and we fucked on the
beach. Oh, my God. Reese Beach is the best beach ever.
Yo, fucked on the beach. I met them on Saturday. Sunday we on the beach fucking. Right? I kid you not. This one we used to street race car, you know, race cars in the street and shit, real big. The next week we had us in Queens street racing or whatever. We in the back of little spoil. There's this one spot we hang out all the time behind the diner on the conduit. We back there hanging out, drinking and shit, you know, talking shit, da da da. And this nigga we used to call this, I forgot we call this motherfucker, like we used to call him GQ. He used to come back there dressed up in suits, his dress shoes and shit, to a street race. Like he was a fucking a corporate job. He comes up with the girl.
Wow.
Yo, this is my wife. Da da da.
Whoa.
I swear, she's looking at me. I'm looking at her. I'm like, oh shit.
I got a question.
The world, huh?
Did you lay the pipe? Did you make the shit?
Then I lived. Damn, yeah. She gave me some more pussy after that.
On the beach, you can't go wrong.
On the beach. On the fucking beach.
That was my spot when I ain't feel like doing the hotel shit. Summertime, cool breeze in my nuts. Come on, I can't beat that. That breeze on the balls is beautiful, yo.
Yo, that was, that bitch was bad. Ooh, Lord, that bitch was bad.
See, and that's probably more memorable than a relationship chip.
Exactly.
And just, like, I said, he used to come to the races dressed up in a suit like he was a corporate dude. Tie everything. She's probably bored to death fucking with this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And here come my old wild, loud, ratchet ass. I'm like, what the fuck she doing in Sugar Hill any fucking way?
I don't know.
Hey, Dallas, you know an old school dude that used to race cars and he's kind of bow-legged and called him Buttermilk?
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk. Yeah,
where's he from?
He's from Saratoga, but he used to go out to Pennsylvania and race cars all the time.
Buttermilk.
Saratoga Ave? I got to know him from Saratoga Ave.
He was wild. He's a heavy set older dude. Bow-legged, talk mad shit like a Saratoga nigga.
So you from Saratoga?
I'm from Saratoga, baby, all day.
Mm-hmm.
Who asked that? That was you, Sky?
No.
Who asked you from Saratoga? Know about Saratoga?
That was Weezy.
Weezy.
That was Weezy.
Weezy knows she didn't want no parts of this Saratoga nigga.
Oh, Lord.
No parts of this Saratoga nigga.
Mm-mm. It's only as good as the person you fucking.
Yeah. It's me, though. It's me. Look at me.
It's you.
Me.
Look at me, nigga. What you say?
So what, Weezy? You got a fat ass.
No.
So what? You got a fat dick.
Oh, wow.
Fat long dick.
I can't stand his ass.
A fat long dick. I got a fat long dick.
Oh, my God.
Fat long dick trump your fat ass.
I bet you won't put it on Facebook.
Why would I do some shit like that? Like a lame. That's some shit a lame nigga do. Hard pressed nigga.
Oh my God!
I can't do none of that shit outside. We going to jail.
What
shit is that?
Going to jail?
Huh? I said I'm going to do anything outside. I'm going to jail.
Real talk, what you say?
What?
We're real talk, bro.
I ain't say nothing. I just got to turn back on. I had to do something real fast. I just got to turn back on. Real talk, what you say? You put me in shit. I ain't even say nothing.
Oh my God!
If you never did it out in public, you ain't living.
Oh, yo, I did it out in public. Yo,
I did it out in public. I ain't gonna lie, I did it out in public. I did it on
96th Street. It's a park right there by the highway. On 96th Street on a bench, but she had a long coat, a trench coat.
In Brooklyn?
Nah, this is in Manhattan, man. This
okay, there's 96th Street in Brooklyn, nigga.
Oh, it is? Well, I don't know shit about motherfucking Brooklyn.
Yeah, Bay Ridge.
Bay Ridge in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, 92.
If you go down the Hudson River Parkway, highway heading down to Midtown, right on your right-hand side is a park where you park at. And, you know, you walk through the park and all that shit. And me and her was doing in the park. She had a laser across me and everything. And two white dudes walked by. I think they were staggers and shit.
Highway, you think? Think on the West Side Highway, you think?
Was it by the Blue Oyster?
It's like a scenery right there.
Ain't this some shit?
It's a scenery right there. That shit was a while ago. I did it a couple times in the park.
I'll pull my dick out anywhere. I don't give a fuck. I'll pull my shit out of the church.
Oh, this shit just came out of nowhere.
I'm going to pull this dick out in church. I promise you. If she say the right shit, I will snatch your ass up into a restroom and bang the Jesus with eight S's. With eight S's out of her ass. Jesus.
Listen, the broad that I fucked on the FDR drive, the one I fucked on my trunk, on my Mustang, my race cars and the Williamsburg Bridge.
Didn't you do it on a farm once or something?
Huh?
You did it on a farm once too.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you, this bitch, yo, she lived in Midtown. She lived on 13th Street. Yo, I had my car. I had no tint, fishbowl status. This bitch is trying to suck me off on 14th Street in the middle of 14th. I'm like, you don't see all these motherfuckers out here?
Yo, and that was a big dope area back in the days, too.
And that's where the trannies used to be.
No, not on 14th.
Yeah,
that's about the east side.
You got caught out over there.
Well, you talk about, you know, you talk about the meat packing side.
No, no, 14th, Union Square.
Union Square, it's no trannies over there.
No, I was thinking about over there on 8th Ave.
Yeah, on that side, there's a whole bunch of dope fiends on that side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember one time I did that shit in a golf course. Me and the broad hopped the fence to a golf course, and every fucking hole we left a condom in that motherfucker. Bam, take that. Next hole, bam, condom, take that. I know the first niggas that went golfing that morning, when they stuck their hand in to get that ball. The other niggas like, man, you get that ball next time. I'm not putting my hand in there.
Oh my God.
We had to hop the fence to get in the golf course too. That shit was a gangster.
What, the one over there going towards Coney Island?
I'm not telling which one.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the one by Toys R Us.
Nah, that's the rinky dink shit. I used to play by the VA hospital.
Uh-huh.
On Fort Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. My brother used to live over there. Where all the Jewish people at.
Yeah. It wasn't Jewish back in the days, though. It was niggas and spicks. Life is meant to be lived. If you ain't living your life and you're doing all your shit, is the basic and the normal and the regular. I want you to go home tonight and kill yourself.
I do normal stuff.
I always want to fucking elevate. That's one thing I always want to do, is get some
head and feel and elevate. No, I don't think I've never come across anybody that wanted to do anything out with others.
You been raised up and waste of pussy.
Yeah,
hey,
what up, baby? Yeah.
You be wearing cowboy hats?
Come on.
You
cowboy. Let me take my profile picture. You motherfucking right.
Yo, listen. I had a mean cowboy hat back in the day, yo. That shit was $75.
But I'm looking on the phone, so this is...
That motherfucking cowboy
John
hat.
Boy. I think it was John Boy.
But, Steph, when you pick up one this time, I need one, too.
What next week you talking about?
Huh?
We talking about next week?
Yeah.
I just found one, but they had no price tags on it. They said Budweiser across the top of that bitch, too. Damn.
No, I don't want one with Budweiser. I want one like I had before.
No, it just said a little small Budweiser thing on it.
Black it out.
Black it out?
I tell you, boy, if you're not living this life to the fullest and trying new and exciting things, you just need to go ahead and kill yourself tonight.
Wow.
I'm just learning.
You fucking stand there 60 and you ain't did nothing exciting yet.
No. Nope.
That's a waste of pussy. That's a waste of pussy right there, yo. I'd have fucked you on the Himalaya by now if I'd have known you. I'd have had my ass out, spinning in circles, dizzy as a fuck, banging the shit out of you.
He has such a creative imagination.
Yeah, you know, I did it one time on the Ferris wheel in Coney Island.
On the Ferris wheel?
Yeah, once that shit went to the top, it was over.
Well, you know what? The one in Disney, that's a long ass ride.
Yo, and the one in Great Adventure, remember Great Adventure had that long ass cable used to go across the park?
Yeah.
That little boat ride, that little thing that takes you from one side of the park to the other?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Did that too. I don't be playing. Wherever that joint get hard at.
This nigga here, wherever the joint get hard at.
I'm telling you. She had to tell me, yo, put that away. Put that away. Put that away. Put that away.
Now, can I say something? Can I just say something real quick? I'm in the form. And this shit is on fire. This
what?
I'm on the
what
phone,
happened?
You know, because GQ Palace has a phone.
I just put that girl in there.
And if you ain't on it, I'll advise you to get in it.
There's something in addition to this shit that we do
in the group, in the GQ Palace group. We be back and forth and then talking back and forth.
I think I put you in it.
Okay,
I
gotta know.
Somebody said to tell everybody she said hi.
Who?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's Kimmy.
Okay.
Kimmy's in the group on, in that little chat thing talking back and forth with us.
Bambi?
Kimmy.
I said Bambi.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Bambi, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. What a show.
She fucking with you, Nitty.
Who?
Kimmy.
Who fuck? That little nigga?
Yeah, she said, oh, you must be a flexible ass nigga.
No question. That motherfucker body right, nigga. Shit. You can fucking put my big ass in a pretzel. Yeah, you talking my motherfucking language, you freaking off.
This is
from my stand. Listen, I take my sex real serious. I don't just have sex to kill time.
You know, we had this conversation a long time ago. That's the whole point.
What?
We can't just be doing
that
just to be doing it.
A lot of people do it just to be doing it. It's real talk.
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to make memories. I want you to smile whenever the fuck you hear Big Homie, Prince, Nitty, Frank Nitty. Whenever you hear any of that shit, I just want you to automatically smile 20 years from now.
Mm-mm. I want my money back.
That's why I do it. You'll never talk about me. You said that nigga was rude. He pulled my hair. He choked me.
Oh, yeah,
that shit was good.
I want the Bailey.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We have another caller. We have Tasty Thoughts on the line.
Hey, Tasty. Oh,
that's another nasty nigga.
Hey, I learned from her.
That's that pussy in that conch shell.
Tighter than a motherfucker.
you gotta get that pussy out the shell.
Did she say tighter than a motherfucker?
Yeah, she did.
It comes out when it needs to, goes back in, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about a bunch of shit we ain't supposed to be talking about.
Exactly.
As usual.
We was talking about what do you do if your partner's sexual appetite is stronger than yours? What do you do to keep from losing them? Huh?
You better mad the fuck up. That's what I said. That's all you can do. Like, what else is there for you to do?
You either quit.
Yo, some people are too advanced for other people. You can't man up if you're not really into the shit he's talking about.
You better buy some books and learn. I don't know. Cause what else could he be into? But like, you know, putting pinches on my nipples. I don't know, trying to soak. Well, I was like, you could soak. But trying to like burn my skin while we having sex, like that.
What are you talking about, bitch?
I had a bitch grip candle wax on my motherfucking chest.
Yeah, I did that.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. But like, if you try to put
that shit is hot for a mad second. That should be hot for a hot second.
I am corny.
Yeah, you are.
I am corny.
You are not fucking corny. Get the fuck out of here.
You done made my dick go down.
Good. I hope it stay down when you see me.
Tana, as much shit as you talk, you are fucking square.
She never did nothing outside.
Yes, I am.
You said no. Make your mind up, bitch.
I was just fucking around.
Now you did.
That ain't nothing to talk about.
Okay.
How you not up to the same level with your partner sexually? I don't understand because I already know I'm certain gonna come to that. I'm first box. I'm like, yes.
feed me, Seymour. Get in my belly.
Right?
Get in your belly.
Get in my belly. Churn these guts, nigga.
Yep.
You better scramble these kidneys, bitch.
Scramble your kidneys. Oh, my God.
I like my eggs.
You better stir.
I like my eggs.
What time is it right now?
I want to pee a week later and still be thinking about that dick.
That's
you
what happens when you fuck
weekend.
With a nigga named Big Homie.
Oh, my goodness.
What happened?
You want a nigga to fuck you when you gotta, you can't pee till next week?
No, I didn't say that. I said I
wanted to. No, you wanted to splatter like a sprinkler, like the sprinklers
yeah.
went off.
Yeah, I want a week later for me to still be
you missed the, you missed the toilet bowl altogether.
Hey, Tanya.
Oh, my God.
I got a question to ask you. You ready?
Huh?
You ready?
Who are you talking to?
You ready?
How
do you like
your
eggs? How do you like your eggs?
Thank you, my man.
Crumble, niggas. Stir that shit. Crumble. I like my eggs sunny side up, bitch.
I want my eggs beaten.
Oh, damn.
You like your eggs beaten or beaten?
Beaten. Well, I like my eggs eaten, too. You can get up to my eggs with your tongue.
You poured way too much in there. You only supposed to pour a little space.
You got to put the phone down when you're talking to your kids, Tana.
Always.
They don't know how to make coffee yet. What the fuck? No, I'm just kidding. This is messed up my coffee.
What was the other topic?
What was the other topic was chivalry.
Chivalry.
Is it earned?
That was the topic that almost got Too Loud Crew stabbed in the throat.
It did get too loud.
Yeah.
Is chivalry earned?
That almost got you not being fertilized no more, goddamn.
Oh, shit. What is the right answer? What is the right answer? Let me not.
Who the hell is that?
Huh?
Who's that? Who knows what that accent?
That's Tasty Thoughts. That's my friend from St. Croix, who's now in an American.
She's a cruising transplant.
Yeah.
She's in Atlanta now.
I'm in Atlanta.
Yes, good. Chivalry.
I don't think chivalry is dead.
That bitch is dead and stinking.
Either.
That bitch been
no,
dead.
No, it's not.
Y'all just
ain't
nice guys got blue balls.
You know what?
Y'all be
talking about on a first date. I'm talking about you as a person. I say you as a person got to be. Chivalry is all around just being a gentleman. That's not just what
exactly.
you have. Like that's, you got to continue on with it. That's what I'm saying. You got to continue on. Ain't nothing wrong with you being a polite man, whether or not
right.
you get pussy. Like you, it's nothing wrong with you doing that.
Being nice never worked for me.
How do you know if you ain't never been fucking nice?
Listen, time out,
what?
Bitch. I tried it, bitch. I tried
you
it.
You was born evil, nigga. You ain't nothing.
I promise you. Listen, I promise you this. I promise you this, Tana. Whenever I decide that I'm going to do it right, be a gentleman, and go about it the right way, I never get laid. I tell the bitch, shut up.
That day.
I tell the bitch, sit down and shut up.
Oh, my God.
You know why?
Because let me tell you. Let me tell
you
why.
Nice to bitches. That's why. You don't have no lady. That's what the fuck that is.
How do you want
to
tell me what I got, bitch?
Oh, my God.
I got bitches and ladies, bitch.
Whatever, nigga. Say what the fuck you need to. I got chivalry. I don't need your
ladies. Where my stranger danger whistle at? Stay the fuck away from me.
Hey, Dallas, have you ever tried to run down a bitch line and being a gentleman shit, and you know goddamn well this bitch supposed to fuck you on GP. You out of her lane. You out of way out of her lane. And she supposed to get it on GP.
All the time. Bitch, I'm the catch, not you. I'm the fucking catch.
And being nice, do not book the bitch. Why you think, listen, if chivalry worked, why the fuck niggas ain't doing it? Point blank.
I don't know no niggas that don't. What kind of bitches you fucking with?
Well, what you call chivalry? What you call chivalry? What you call chivalry?
All my niggas are genuine niceness and gentlemanness. I'm none of that bitch shit you talking about right now.
All right, gentleman. What's a gentlemanness? What the hell is that?
What a gentleman is?
No, what's gentlemanness? I asked you what a gentleman is. Say gentlemanness.
I don't know how to break down how you should behave. You can't be a nigga.
Behave?
You can't be all loud and boisterous all the fucking time calling me a bitch and shit. No,
well, you know I don't run around calling bitches bitches.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
I don't run around calling bitches bitches.
Okay, what do you call bitches?
Y'all are asses.
I do not run around calling bitches bitches, yo.
Do you expect you? So when you do things, you expect something in return, or you just do them to do them?
I ain't doing this shit for the hell of it.
That's why you're not getting no pussy. You
think?
Do you know who you're talking to? You're talking about, I'm not getting what?
No, listen. Now here's the thing. Just like
when you're doing some shit to get some shit, so therefore you're not getting nothing.
Did this crazy ass girl said I ain't getting no pussy?
You said that. I never said
no.
No, listen, but it's just like how guys see certain girls see certain guys. Like off the bat, I don't give a fuck if you want you or not. If you don't get pussy, you don't get pussy. You don't gotta do shit. Like then, right. And that's just how it's gonna be. But
that's
it's certain
true dudes
that you want to treat you like a lady because you want some kind of like not even a one-on-one relationship, but you want to respect him more and have some kind of longevity. This nigga that you gonna fuck with on this level, this little raunchy bastard right here, I'm just gonna fucking go fuck with him and be out on my messy goddamn way.
Can I say something? But that just sounds good until you get the penis.
Let Sky say something right there. Guess Sky.
Well, because now you guys don't disagree, but I do believe in chivalry, and I guess it depends on the girl that determines. Like, guys, I feel like y'all probably do it, and you just don't realize you're doing it. Like,
right.
Everybody's not going to walk up and just open the door for you. Y'all might not be doing all of that, but,
right.
Like, they'll spend their paper. They're going to. I'm a dime, so my standards are high. I'm not going to just go to any raunchy ass, yo, bitch, get over here. You know what I mean? Now, when we fucking and you talk like that, that's one thing, but you're just not going to treat me like shit off the bat, and I'm just going to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Nobody does that off the bat. I'm not walking around like, bitch, come here. I'm like, hey, bitch, come here.
No, I was about to say, Nitty, I was on the phone with you, and you fucking wild the bitch out. I was like, oh, this bitch, give her his number. I'm like, so mad.
You gotta, it's all about the tone. Hey, bitch. It's about the tone.
You are not Goldie.
Wow,
hey,
no.
Bitch. Hey, bitch. How you doing, bitch? It's just for the tone, man. The tone.
Can you say it one more time?
Hey, bitch. How you doing, bitch?
Just by the way he said it, that shit would have me turn my head and talk to him. Like, what the fuck is this?
Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
How you doing, baby? You need some good dick in your life, baby. How you doing? My name is Big Homie.
Shit. That shit will curl up into my navel. I swear to God. Oh my God!
I tell you what, there's a lot of good gentlemen niggas out there single. I just want to know why.
Because
they're not courting the right bitches. A lot of them aren't ready to settle down because they don't want to be a woman. No, because the corny nigga always wants to step to one of you loud, but you loud be like, man, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, true. That's what happens. Lame ass nigga out of here. I'm just keeping it honest.
A lot of you loud, raunchy. Y'all don't want a nigga like that come up to, hey, baby.
Well, I'm not loud and raunchy.
Huh?
I'm only loud and raunchy with y'all.
Man, you shut the fuck up. Your ass is raunchy. Fuck out of here.
Okay, Lola. Okay.
And you always with us. So what the fuck is this? What the fuck is that?
That means you always loud and raunchy.
Hey, nigga.
I want to remove. Hey, nigga. Hold up, nigga.
I'm telling you, you never feel alive until a dude comes to you like, hey, bitch, how you doing, baby? I'm telling you, you feel so special.
Oh my God. Who are you selling that shit to?
I don't know.
Some pigeon.
Some fucking low.
I'm telling you, y'all, listen.
Every
time a dude did that German shit, he struck out. And they got
don't oversaturate me with your dumb shit. Because then
that's
I'm not going to believe you.
That's what I'm saying. When I run up on a bitch like, hey, bitch, what's up, bitch? Oh, what's up? Who are you talking to, bitch? I'll buy you and blow you up. Hey. Get the fuck out of here, bitch.
No way, Jose Cuervo.
No, come on. When a nigga in the club, he be like, excuse me, love, can I just buy you
nothing?
Drink,
nothing.
Like, man, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Don't
that corny shit.
Don't
nobody never offers me a drink in the club. I always got a drink in my hand and shit.
I don't ever pay for no drink.
Huh?
I don't ever pay.
Man,
you pay for your drinks?
I said you pay for all your drinks? You said I'm intimidating?
Yeah, bitch, you 6'7", bitch. Yeah.
I'm saying, but I'm fine as shit when I go to the clubs. Why you don't want to talk? Come talk to me.
No, I'm not intimidated, but them little niggas is. You 6'7", bitch.
But I'm saying, like, I come in there with
a
lady like and shit.
A lot of times, the fine women don't get no nigga to push up on them because they're scared. They're scared of rejection.
And that's why they so easy.
That bitch gonna shoot.
That's why they so easy to smash. The prettiest chicks
so
are the
regular.
Easiest.
But I'm so regular, like, my behavior. Like, I'm not stuck up at all. At all. Like, people see me.
You ain't
gotta
be stuck up to be, and for a dude to be
intimidated. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, when I meet people, when people finally get to know me, that's the first thing they say. Like, I thought you was, like, stink. Like,
you
was one of
them. You know why? Because your face. You got that look on your face. It's just perfect.
I see that look on her face that's different. The look I see, the look I see on her face is, please fuck the shit out of me. It's not an angry look. It's not angry. It's not angry at all.
I can't understand. It's not the look on her face.
Please fuck the shit out of me.
I'm going to be just like a fucking Muslim.
I will fuck you in that burqa.
I'm gonna have a dashiki and a fucking scully hat. Like, leave me alone.
That shit will not stop nothing.
Oh my God.
I will Caliban your ass, nigga.
Oh Lord have mercy.
Yes, you gonna have
some
nuptial
like
in plate down there,
like
down there, big homie?
Huh?
You gonna have a nuptial in your plate down there, big homie?
Hey,
why
listen,
not?
This is a two seater.
I ain't worrying about no damn nitty.
This is a two seater. There's enough room.
That's not nitty. That's big homie.
That's right.
Sorry.
Big homie. Get it right. Get
I
it
ain't
right.
Worrying about big homie.
Get it right, nigga. It's easy to say that shit 800 miles away.
Nigga, I'm going to be right dead ass in your face with my Stranger Danger whistle.
I told you about that whistle. You get one blow, bitch. The next one's in your ass. If that first blow don't save you, you fucked. Literally.
That's all right. I'm going to have chaperones.
You going to need one. I might hit both of y'all.
Devil.
Devil.
Oh, my God.
See, I might get it.
Yo, great motherfucking show so far tonight.
Can you just say, hey,
you say this every week.
I'm thinking I like that shit.
You're like, what?
Hey, bitch.
I'm
trying to
tell you. I'm trying to tell you. Keep it real. It do work, big homie.
Keep it real.
Keep it real.
It's just sexy, right?
It's the way he said it. I'm like, damn, that was like some genuine shit.
Who said it, Sky?
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you.
She said, say it again.
Trying to tell you. And I got a lot of little niggas being rude.
Oh, man. I don't know what it is about that nigga. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Hey,
about
bitch.
What?
That's what he said. I don't know what it is about that nigga calling me a bitch. But I don't know what it is, but I like that nigga.
I like that nigga.
Personally. I don't even know.
Personally.
I'm fucking aggressive for
that. Hey, bitch.
Hey, boo. Hey, boo.
Hey, baby.
Hey, bitch. That pussy got my name on it. I don't really give a fuck about your name either. You can hold on to that name until after we finish.
Oh my God. I don't want to be your friend anymore. I will never be a lady messing with y'all.
Well, I don't know about you ever being one, but hey.
I never will be.
Oh my God, y'all motherfuckers is retarded.
Good. I'm so dumb. No, seriously, get back to me. Look, back to me. Come on. I want y'all all to focus.
We focus what? Hey.
No, seriously, like, what is the deal? Like, when I go out with stuff, why nobody don't ever.
Because you do look intimidating.
Because you 6'7", bitch. You 6'7".
It's got nothing to do with my height, Nitty. People are taller these days.
You niggas ain't got nothing to do with your height because you the big bitch. But to a little nigga, that shit means a lot.
Well, then you don't need to try to talk to me. How about that? Don't overstep your boundaries.
This is true. Don't bite off more than you can eat. I don't have that problem.
Now you see why I always ask questions. How tall are you?
Thanks.
See, T got a son that's 6'2", big homie.
Who got a son that's
6'2"? Okay. T got a son that's big, 6'2".
Okay. That's a nice height for a young man.
I'm going to be hanging at West Virginia. T, hey, mommy. Hey, mom.
I tell you, when it comes down to pretty chicks that dudes intimidated, I make a beeline right to that bitch, and I tell the bitch straight up and down, bitch, I'm not what you used to.
That's
why
I said. I
think you guys got that wrong, because the ugliest, most all flavor slaves come up to me all the time. They they feel like they can get.
Yeah, that's true too.
Because
that's not
a
good
thing.
Hey, Sky, you was right. You've been right all year, Sky, but when you said that, you was dead wrong. If you got Flavor Flav rolling up on you, it's not a good sign.
I'm saying you're saying that men are intimidated by attractive women, and I'm saying I don't meet the ones that.
Because the ugly niggas ain't got nothing to lose, so he's gonna.
Ugly dudes is all in. They go, you want
to get a no? He like, man, all things you can do is say no.
And I get that all night. I get a no all night.
But pretty, see, everybody's not into pretty people. I'm not into pretty dudes. I'm in the big, scruffy, look like you've been through some shit.
Oh, that's why. That's why.
Yeah, me too.
That's why she fucking with the homie.
That pretty nigga, y'all pretty nigga get the thumbs down.
Hey, bitch.
You pretty nigga get the thumbs down.
Hey, bitch. That's why she fucking with the homie.
Yeah, see, you're right, Sky. A motherfucking, a little pretty ass, sugary dude ain't gonna get no ass from you.
It's not even sugary. It's just how you look. You
I know
look
what I'm saying, but she's right. But she wanted. She said, "Look, yeah. And he can't look like that and be like, excuse me, he can't talk
now
like
he
that.
He can buy me drinks. He can buy our drinks all day.
We don't want you to get. We ain't talking about getting you drunk. We know. We know you get free drinks.
Yeah, but I'm.
We know you good for free drinks.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, I'll pay for a guy's drink too.
I remember one time I was on this chick hard body. I was being nice, taking her out. She was stalling for the pussy, so I canceled the bitch. Then I caught her with this fucking nerd nigga, and she with the nerd nigga. I just went the fuck off on her. I'm like, yo, you was this fucking square ass nigga? And the nigga was just taking it. He was just taking it. I'm like, yo, you with this bitch ass nigga? I'm a fucking fed you fucking 100 pounds, and you with this corny ass nigga?
That'd be
and
my
listen,
worst.
Two weeks later,
you know
I was
y'all
banging,
y'all
I was banging her brains out. 2 weeks later.
That'd be my worst fear. To get caught over some old fucking L7 ass nigga. I can't do it.
Yeah, I caught the chick with that dude. I went all the way. And I'm like, bitch, out of all these fucking meals, bitch, and you with this nigga? Dude just ate that shit. 2 weeks later, I was banging her brains out. Like, bitch, you could have been had this shit done. The fuck is all this about? That chivalry shit don't work.
It does work.
It'll work for 6 months, and then you'll be bored to death. And
I'm ready for it. You could do that now. I've been thugging it
for a minute.
6 months. See, listen, we're not talking dugging. I'm not dugging nobody. Back in the day, I wasn't dugging bitches. I was saying what the fuck I want. But, you know, if I get to the door first, I open the door. If the bitch get to the chair, I pull the chair out.
This is what I'm saying. But I said that's a mental thing. That's not something that you got to learn. That's
right.
That's
what I'm saying, though. I did all that shit, and on top of that, I also said, you know, at the end of this date, I hope I'm getting some mean pussy after all this shit.
But see, if you play your cards right, you open the door for her, she get in the car, you might get your dick sucked instantly. So,
well,
like,
I do that. I do that too, but
so,
I'm too outspoken just to sit back and let the cards fall. That's not how I operate. I'm operating on an upfront basis. All right, listen, we're going now. We have a great time. Please keep in
mind.
Why, I'm
trying
to
you
fuck
threw
you.
Me, that's why you threw me out your car that day. That's why you threw your car. Get out.
I do you out the car. I do you out the car because we had a whole bottle of 1800. Only bad days could
like,
happen.
Get out, nigga.
Only
get
bad days could happen.
You.
And my shit is a fucking hotel on wheels too.
Then he,
your big
he said,
ass
all right, good night. He was like, all right, good night, bitch.
Oh, my God, man. Yo, listen, it's 8:59. We got a minute left. Yo, you doing your show tonight, right, Diddy?
Yeah, I'm doing it. We on
the topic. What's tonight's topic on your show, baby?
Tonight's topic is a carryover from your show because it was
okay.
So hot. It is, what's your weirdest sexual episode?
I told you. See, I'm not calling in.
I'm staying on the line.
Not the shit that goes right. The shit that was awkward and went wrong, kind of. That's the shit I want to hear.
It's all awkward with my big ass.
No, it's not.
Let me just say right quick. I was fucking this girl in my house, right? And I had my grandmother up here for the summer.
Mm-mm.
And I told my grandmother, do not come in the living room. I got company. So, okay. I'm fucking this girl on my living room floor. My grandmother came in there and was like, and started feeling on the floor. I said, don't you cut that fucking light on. Walk dead in on my ass. Old grandma.
She ain't say you gotta cut the balls.
Let
me tell you one of my basic ones. One time, hey D, you remember these times? You remember when A 200 was popping, right?
Uh huh. Oh yeah, yeah.
That's the spray for you ladies that don't know about the spray. Well, anyway, I was on the spray, and at this time in my life, I was doing the bondage shit. I had the bed hooked up with the tie down shit. So I tied the bitch. I tied the bitch down so she couldn't stop me from banging her out. Now I'm on the A200, so it's not going down. So boom, I was banging this broad out so bad, the bitch started really crying. not the crying that it feels so good. Like, you're hurting me.
What if I told you that bitch was me? Like, what
if listen, here's the funny part. Then I untied the bitch, and she tried to beat me up. Yo, the bitch was throwing windmills at me and shit, like 100 punches. I had to grab the bitch by her head, like push her back, like, yo, I'm sorry. And I was on that Cisco thing, too. That's when Cisco was hard.
Bitch started crying on the edge of the bed. I started fucking the bitch. The bitch just got up on the edge of the bed and just started crying. I'm like, you all right? I'm just going through some shit. I'm like, oh, shit, I got this crazy-ass bitch in here.
She said she what?
Going through some shit. And the bitch just got up on the edge of the bed and just cried.
Well, you got to go through that on the other side of the door, bitch. Can you go do some shit on the other side of the door?
That's a little dangerous. You'll have to do some time for that shit.
Can you take that shit in the staircase, bitch?
not the staircase, because you were just assuming it's some project, bitch. Is that what you're saying?
Wow. I remember one time I was hitting a chick in the back stairs in the projects, and the old lady came down the back. I'm like, really, old lady? Nobody comes down here. What the fuck are you doing in the back staircase? You're like, this is shit. Old lady going
in.
Down the stairs. She went right
in.
Downstairs. We ain't stopped either. I'm like, fuck it. Old lady came right down the pissy ass back staircase. I couldn't believe it. Nobody
all right,
takes
yo,
the back
show
staircase.
Is complete. Great show tonight. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go right into Nitty Show right now.
Hold
y'all.
On. Everybody stay on the line, baby. We're going
everybody
right in.
Everybody stay on the line. We're going to go right into Nitty Show. The Big Homie Show. Dr. Feel Good. Sign it off, baby. GQ Palace, baby.
Okay.
Chill.
Chosen one, Big Jeffrey.
Church.
Now, player, I got some fresh game to bring to the table today. Now, this player right here, he's different. He don't drive a Cadillac.
What?
He don't got a perm.
What?
Why should we let you in the Pimp Legion of Doom?
Man, whoever said progress was a slow process wasn't talking about me. I'm a PIMP. Plus, I got the magic stick.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hit the baddest chick. Sure they don't believe me, they call me tonight. And I show you magic.
What?
Magic. I got the magic stick.
I'm a freak to the core. Get a dose. Bound to curl, it's exclusive shit, I don't share with the world. I had y'all up early in the morning, moaning. Back shots, drop it low, can't stop it. Been a fiend for this, it's rockin' made hit. Get the position down back, then it's time to switch. I rock the boat, I work the minute. I can see it up, straight beat it up. When I ain't in the hood with my toes out open, I'm in the telly working up a fresh rope. Tonight, tonight, you can fall in love. You can call your mama right now, tell her you met a dog. Cause I can back it up, my left stroke, the death stroke.
I got the magic trick. I know if I can lick once, I can lick twice. I got the magic trick. Sure you don't believe me, then come to me tonight, and I'll show you magic.
What?
Magic. I got the magic trick. Lil' Kim, not a whore, but I sex a nigga so good, he gotta tell his boys. When it come to sex, don't test my skills. Cause my head game, how you live over hills. Give a nigga the chills, have him pay my bills. When I ain't out shopping, spending juicy notes, I'm in the crib giving niggas deep hope. Tonight with Kim, gon' have you in the zone, girl. For your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wife me, give me the ring. I'll do it anywhere, anyhow, I'm down for anything. Couple of humps, give a nigga goosebumps. This junk in my trunk ain't made for chunks. When little Kim's around, you don't need to lie. It's a drug, baby, I'm making you high. I got the magic shit. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I can the baddest.
Welcome. This is Dr. Feelgood, and you're tuning in to I'm Speaking My Point of View, And I'd like to welcome all the listeners. If you're on the line, I need you to press 1 because it don't count if you don't press 1. Support the homie. Now, who's on the line?
Me.
Who's that? That's TC. Who else?
Real talk here, real talk.
Real talkers in the building. We got TC in the building. Who else is in the building?
Guys in the building.
Desire's in the building.
Oh, I'm back on. Look at that.
Weezy, you ain't in the building, Weezy? I guess not. Okay, tonight's topic, we're going to go right into it. Tonight's topic is, what was your weirdest sexual episode? Not the shit that goes right, but the shit that kind of went wrong.
Can I start off with that?
No question.
I'm gonna tell you this. This is so it was so fucked up, man. You wouldn't even believe it. It was a while ago, a long time ago. Me and the shorty, we getting it in. And you know when you like, you at that age limit where you just going crazy. You went about 5 times, right? And remind me, I was at Mama Duke's. Mama Duke just got some new furniture in the living room. So. Me and Sonny going at it on her couch, and who walks in but my pops? Oh man, Shorty went to run. I had the TV in the living room. She tripped over the cord, running to the bathroom, and I couldn't do nothing but sit there with my mother, brand new pillow over my shit. Like, oh damn. My pops looked at me, and he was like, "Yo, get your clothes on." I suppose I would be able to be there. Yo, I got my clothes, I got everything, and I left out the house. It's like I ran away and shit, because I ain't want to meet up with moms that night coming home from work. That was the worst fucking thing I ever experienced in my life. Get to your mom's new furniture, your pops coming, and you sitting on your butt-ass naked with a fucking shorty ran in the bathroom and tripped over the cord from the TV. I said, oh, shit.
KC, you got any awkward moments in your 67 years on the earth?
Kiss that one out old twist, okay?
You yabba do, little nigga.
Yes, I sure do. Was at the park.
Give me one.
This had to be a while ago, too. At the park, right? In the car, getting it in. Well, I mean, it's nighttime, so... Yeah, we ain't expecting nobody. All of a sudden, we hear like this car door shut, right? And a flashlight. The damn cops. We couldn't neither one of us move. He was like knocking on the window, like, "Sir, ma'am, you need to put your clothes on." I was like, "Oh my God, we're going to jail. He said, "No."
Hold up, what was you in a Model T?
Huh?
But you was riding a Model T?
We was in a Regal.
Well, that's just like a Model T. Shit, goddamn.
I mean, when I say the car was rocking, though, he must think we ain't hear nothing. And like I said, all we heard was a car door slam, and it was too late then. Windows all fogged up.
Hey, hold on. We got a caller. Janice, you on the line? Janice?
Yep, I'm here, Nitty.
All right, you're the rookie. You brand new to the program, so you gotta purge yourself. You have to purge yourself with the truth right now. What is your weirdest sexual moment? Not the shit that was good. The shit that didn't kind of go like it planned it to go.
Can you come back to me? I have to think about it.
I'll come back to you. Sky.
Yes, baby.
What is your weirdest episode? It's going to be good, because you don't give a fuck.
I'm trying to think of which time. I guess on the train. I decided to take the train.
With the A train? The A?
No, I'm from Philly. But we were coming back. I was coming from upstate, so I was on the Amtrak, and the fucking conductor came in. And I was about to nut, so I stopped. So it was like, well, you know. We about to get kicked out of some kind of like the girl did, so I just said, well, fuck it. You got a camera. So I invited him in and shit, and then that shit turned to an all-out fucking orgy. He started calling other motherfuckers, and then it was just on. It was awkward for me because I wasn't planning on fucking so many people, but I mean, it was just...
Hold up, you said so many people?
It got awkward after a while. The shit was like that, you know what I mean? But
Scott, are you fucking with me right now?
Sky, are you fucking with me right now?
No.
Sky, you said so many people.
Yeah, I mean, because it was supposed to be between me and the stranger, the one guy that I was feeling, and you know what I mean? It was a long-ass trip. We were talking. We started vibing about, you know, shit that we was into, and then it was an ideal moment. And then when we got caught, I had to fuck my way out of the situation. That's all I'm saying. I had to fuck my way out. But, I mean, it was cool.
I bet it was. Shit. What are you talking about? I know that shit was cool. Cool like a motherfucker. Fuck, I couldn't be on that train. I'd have gave it a new definition for a long ride.
I hear you. That's what they all say. So I reach out.
Yeah, whatever.
Three damn balls. I get mad as shit. Fuck.
Okay, we back to you, Janice. Spit it out.
I know, Minnie. I really can't think of one. That's weird.
We about to kick you off the line if you don't pull your shit together.
She said all her shit was magical.
All of it? So you never you never farted by accident or nothing?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I haven't.
Never.
Nothing. There's been no awkward. There's been no
mishap. Can I give you another one?
Yes, you could.
Okay, so I was with Allen Iverson in Philly, and I was hooking up with his boy, and my sister was hooking up with him. So we didn't know initially, you know what I mean, that when you go down to this particular club, that's what they do. They pick out girls and they all send them back to the hotel. They fuck them and keep going. We just thought we was, you know what I mean, that they honored the fuck that we was all, you know, somebody that they picked. So we all go back to this hotel and we sitting downstairs in the lobby like cattle, like a whole bunch of bitches. And they would come down, bring them up, and then dismiss them. So we waiting our turn, not realizing that he was about to get fucked. So it was our turn. We go upstairs. Sister go on one side, I go on the other side with his boy. So dude says, all right, take off your clothes. There's a knock on the door. There, one of their people's coming with a bunch of condoms. Get a guy to condoms. So I said, oh, what's going on? He was like, oh, you about to get fucked. Just like that, kind of like how y'all would talk to a bitch. And I was like, no, I'm not, you know, I'm not here for that. He was like, oh, you knew what we was getting into. This is Allen Iverson. We his entourage, this, that, and the other. You about to get fucked. So he bends over and spreads his ass open. Like, who does that? Huh? Like, eat my ass.
The guy?
I was like, I'm not going to eat your ass. I don't eat ass. Like, I'm not going to eat your ass. I don't even know you eat your ass. Like, I think ass is strange to me right now. So he was all like, bitch, eat my ass. You know what I mean? And I was like, but you're not even Allen. Like, you're a groupie, too. Like, how... You want me to eat your ass? So we got to fighting in the room, and so the security came in, and I ended up being like hired for Allen Iverson to do his braids like often. But prior to that, I fucked his butt.
You went from eating ass to braiding him.
But I fucked him. like he bent over, and it was just an asshole. I've never had that experience. Like, you guys might eat ass, and you know what an asshole look like in your face. I've never had a man bend over and spread his ass and put his tongue to eat it like his ass. So that was probably, like, the most, you know what I mean, awkward.
Let me tell you my most awkward moment. This is way back. This is, like, fucking 90 or 89. So it's New Year's. And we getting drunk all night because we go on the 42nd Street. So we getting drunk, we getting high. This is when dark weed was popular, chocolate, compressed blocks. I mean, we fucked up. And it's early. So I'm like, yo, I get a beat. It's something I want to touch. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to meet up with y'all cats. I'm going to go over here and beat. And we're going to go to the Deuce. Well, I was already so fucked up that when I got there, I relaxed and got comfortable. So the ball is dropping. I'm like, yo, why don't you suck my dick while the ball dropping and maybe I could come right on time. So the plan was beautiful. So she starts sucking the dick and I'm totally inebriated. Like, I'm pissy drunk. So I feel like I'm about to come and I start coming. But then I look at this chick's mouth, and her cheeks start getting puffy. So I'm pissing in the chick's mouth. And I'm in her nice bedroom, so she's trying to hold this shit.
So she don't get it all over her bedroom. So then she finally can't take no more. She pulls back, and I'm laughing so hard, I can't stop pissing. So now I'm pissing on her dresser. I'm pissing on her nightstand. I'm pissing on her. Because I'm laughing so hard, I can't stop pissing. The dresser was soaking wet, the nightstand, everything. Oh, she threw me the fuck out of there, yo. That shit was so funny.
I gave her a golden shower, and she didn't even ask.
I didn't even want to give it to her. I didn't mean to do that. I was, like, so gone. But there's always some situations where, you know, you're trying to line something up, and it just don't go right. I also remember one time. This is back when beepers was important. You had a beeper, you was important. So me and this chick, we both got beepers. And she's important, and she's a booster, and she keep all the fly shit. And I'm a street nigga, I got money on the street. So we trying to do it, but every 5 seconds, one of our beepers will go off. So it's about money, so we checking these beepers. I mean, we get 3 strokes in, beeper. Another 3 strokes, huh, beeper. And she was like that all night. Then we finally said, yo, fuck it, man, I got to get this money. She's like, yeah, I got to get this money, too. We get in the car. We coming from fucking Cross Bay. From Cross Bay to Brooklyn, back to Brooklyn, we get no beeps. I'm like, really? Janice, we back to you. Come on.
I'm serious. I can't think of any fuck-up.
Janice, you are almost right.
Bizarre.
Come on, Janice, yeah. You almost white, so you got a lot of weird shit.
I was with a guy once who was, I met him in the club, went back to my house, and he just wanted to lick my underarms all night.
Wow.
That's the craziest.
Was your underarm shaped like a pussy?
No, I mean, this was the fetish. This was his fetish. I mean, he was talking all this shit. And we went back to my house, and that was all he wanted to do.
Hold on. He talked all this shit all night and then got to your house and licked off your underarm deodorant.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to do.
Wow. All right, when he licked this shit, did you come?
No. I was terrible.
It didn't do nothing for you.
It did a little bit, but in the beginning it did. As foreplay, I thought it was interesting, you know. But when it was
really?
Time to perform.
You thought that was interesting?
I made it stupid. I
out of all the shit he could have licked.
Anything that's interesting that I have is on.
Hold up, Janice. Out of all the shit this crazy nigga could have licked, he licked your underarm, and you said it was kind of interesting?
Nitty, what I'm saying is if you haven't had an experience, I've never had an experience like that. Everything else I've had licked, so the fact that that was his focus was interesting to me. So I was going with it, and then when it was time, he didn't really, that was all he was into.
Let me ask you a question. Did he lay you down and lick your underarm?
Yeah.
He laid you down to do that? Y'all could have said
that. We were laying down. What
kind of deodorant was you wearing?
I don't remember.
Was that right guard, bitch?
The thing is that he was very, very focused with it, like smelling it and, working it.
Hmm? He should be over here.
So, that's the craziest episode I could tell you that left me thinking, wow.
Hmm?
Yo, Nitty, what up, God?
Hello?
Nitty.
Yo, Nitty.
Chill. What up, boy? Hey, listen, Chill. You know the topic. What's your strangest episode, baby?
Man, I got one for you, my nigga, man. I was laughing at everybody's shit. I was just listening in for a little bit. But check this out, man. one day. I'm not going to say my nigga name because he'll be pissed off at me, man. We'll just call him 90s because that's where he's from in Brooklyn, from the 90s. You know what I'm saying? So me and my nigga 90s, you know, we was always on our Eli shit. You know what I'm talking about.
No question. Share, share, like.
Yes, sir. So one day I run into these two broads. I'm about to hook up with son. I run into these two broads in the train station looking real easy and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, my nigga about to swoop me up. I bag both the bitches. You know what I'm saying? I already know. I don't care which one I get. You know what I'm saying? As long as I get one. So I take the bitches out the train station. I call my nigga. He swooped me up. We take him to a little furnace room I got. You know what I'm saying? We in the same room. He got one bitch on one side of the bed. I got one bitch on the long side of the bed, right? He over there getting his funky off. I'm not paying attention to this nigga, though. I'm over here sucking the titties. I'm playing with the pool. This nigga over here doing his thing. From left field, I hear son say, "What the fuck?" And son jump up off the bitch. And he's like, "Bitch, get out of here." And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, oh, shit. So, you know, shorty was about to suck me off. I'm pulling my pants up. It's an awkward situation now. Like, we just went from about to switch these holes to, like, getting our clothes back on and something ain't right situation. So, he like, "Bitch, get out of here." And she's like, "What, what?" And he's like, "Bitch, you just shitted on me." You know what I mean? So, she like, "Oh, no." And he's like, "Bitch, get out of here." She was like, "This ain't even your crib," because the furnace room was my jump off. She was like, "This ain't even your crib." I'm like, "Bitch, if my nigga says you got to go, bitch." So we get these bitches out the little spot. My nigga run to the little bathroom, start cleaning his shit off. I tell the bitches, "Yo, y'all gotta go." They was looking sick, but the crazy shit, let me rewind a little bit for y'all. When I swooped these bitches up, I could tell they was already lit up. It was about 1:30-ish, 2 o'clock in the morning. They was already high and drunk. And then we stuffed these bitches with some more liquor and weed, you feel me? So, these bitches is really wasted. You know what I'm saying?
So, she's shitting on a nigga.
Man, she's shitting on him. But look what happened. I'm going to tell you what son did. Okay, so son got the bitch face-to-face in front of him. Okay? So, son's such a sloppy nigga. And you know what I mean? He slid his pants down just past his balls type shit. You know what I mean? All right? So, he starts, and he pulled her pants up just past her, like, let's say, her thigh area. And he threw her legs up, and he starts scooping it. You know what I mean? And his shirt, what happened was he had a long tee, so his shirt wrapped around like his dick type shit, and then I guess that was like by her ass area. So you can see like a U of shit on his shirt.
Yo, we're gonna need you to cut this nasty ass story short, son. You ruining it for everybody
Hold on. Look what happened the next day. The next day, I wake up. Mind you, I live on this block. The next day, I see my dude Blanco. This story gets really crazy. He driving up the block, Puerto Rican dude with a little Honda Civic. I shouldn't have said his name, but anyway, Blanco driver, this is another nigga, a whole third nigga that wasn't even with me in the 90s yesterday. He driving, I'm like, "Yo, what up, my dude?" He's like, "Shit, I'm about to go to the car wash." I'm like, "What's good?" He said, "Man, I picked these two drunk-ass bitches up the block. I give them a ride to Bushwick. The bitch throw up all over my motherfucking car." Boom, boom, boom. Long story short, when he described the hoes, it was the two bitches I kicked out of the house.
My other nigga
ended up with the same hoes in his car, and they threw all up. The same bitch threw up all over his whip, man.
Hold up, we got another caller. Is Kia on the line? Do we have a Kia?
It's Kia.
Kia, I know you never did anything ever, but tonight, did you have an awkward situation? Huh, Kia?
Have I had an awkward situation?
Yes, sexually.
I haven't had an awkward situation.
You never had an awkward situation. You never did shit, Kia.
You know every week
you call in, you know, never do
call,
shit.
I haven't called your show in 2 weeks, so don't say no every week.
All right, well, every other week you call in this motherfucker,
no.
You never do nothing.
Well, let me tell you something. I cannot help it. If they had awkward situation and I didn't have awkward, that's them having an awkward.
You can't have an awkward situation with awkward
because
pussy.
Because I didn't have an awkward situation.
You know what, Keo?
Maybe because I didn't have an awkward situation. Maybe I didn't need to have an awkward situation.
In your whole 30-plus years, never not one awkward situation.
I haven't had an awkward situation.
Never.
No.
Kia, you know what? I don't like you no more, Kia.
I don't like you.
You know what? I don't like you, Kia. I really don't. You never do nothing. Nothing.
That, she the one that says,
I didn't have an awkward situation. That's something bad against me.
Yes.
Like I care what you telling me if I had a bad, nothing. Like I care what you're telling me. Come on, Nitty, please.
How are you not going to have an awkward situation with awkward pussy?
I never had nobody walk in on me. So what? That's nothing. That's
you never had a dude not be able to get a hard on? Nothing like that?
No.
You never had a dude lick your armpits? Never had a dude lick the armpits?
Mm-mm. Why would you lick my armpits?
I'm saying we got that tonight. Somebody had their armpits licked, and it was strange.
Well, that's hard. She did. I guess that's what she had. But no, I never had a dude lick my armpits.
Nobody never licked your toes out of a blue moon. Like he ain't want no coochie, just lick your toes.
No awkward moment. Lick your toes. No awkward moment.
You ain't listening, you fucking big mouth. I said you never had a dude. You just wanted to lick your toes, and that's it.
What is licking toes? That ain't what. That ain't got nothing to do with it.
You fucking up my high, Kia.
You
fucking up my high.
You know I don't care about your eye. Please. I say that for somebody else. You know I don't care.
We want to hear an awkward moment, though.
What?
Yeah, listen, hold up. You ain't never did shit. Let's go to somebody that did some shit. And we got Toya online.
Yo.
Toya, we got you, Toya?
I'm here.
Oh my God! How you doing, cousin?
What's up, family?
I don't know if I want to hear your weirdest moment, cousin.
I'm not giving up my secrets. I'm just listening. I'm here to listen.
Good. Tell us your weirdest moment, cousin.
I just said I'm not giving up my secrets, nigga.
But we need your topic. We need your input because you on the other side of the fence. You riding a golden rainbow. So your shit could be very fucking hilarious.
You're not going to do this. You ain't going to do this to me. Not tonight, you won't.
Come on. You know you fucking Captain Crunch, and you riding the rainbow. Come on, Captain Crunch and Munch.
Don't do that, cousin. Don't do that.
Come on, Captain Crunch and Munch.
That's that bullshit.
So you don't got no PG awkward moments that we could share?
No, I'm not sharing my awkward moment with you. You gonna hold it against me forever, nigga.
Listen, I can't hold nothing against you, cuzzo. I love you.
Yeah, right, bitch. Now you love me.
Listen, cousin, you don't owe me no money, so ain't nothing you can say on this show that I can hold against you because you don't owe me no money.
All right. Let me see. My awkward moment is.
Oh, she is on here.
Oh man,
I had an awkward moment at your house.
Come on.
Yes, I was in your crib banging a chick out in your mom's bathroom, and we knocked the whole medicine cabinet shit off the wall. Yo, your mom was like, what y'all doing in there? That shit was hilarious. We was in there trying to pick all that shit up. You know your bathroom behind the kitchen?
I'm not fucking with you.
Fuck that little shit up. Yo, didn't I have a chick one time in the backyard by the club? Yep. I had the backyard too. Had a couple of awkward moments over there. Yeah.
That's exactly why we tearing that shit down and remodeling.
Y'all tearing the club down?
We tearing the pool down trying to remodel the shit.
Okay. There's a lot of memories over there, yo.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, so let's get back to Sky, because Sky seemed like she did the most shit. Sky, you there?
I'm still here.
Sky, let me ask you a question. When you had this fucking fantastic voyage, when you had this fantastic voyage on the Amtrak,
I heard that shit.
How many was there on the train?
The motherfucking A train.
How many, what, other people was on the train?
No, how many took place? How many took place?
Probably five.
Hold up, five guys? That four guys? It was four guys getting transferred? You gave four guys a transfer on the Amtrak?
Yeah.
Ooh. Nice. Did one of these guys at least bang you out?
Right.
I'm not. I don't know. I'm without sounding cocky. You got to come right because I'm good at what the fuck I do. So no, I don't have to bang out and get my back. Broke.
She ain't answering the question. You're avoiding the question.
You're avoiding the question. I said none of them niggas banged you out.
No, it was a big letdown.
Wow. Four niggas and you got let down?
Well, no, I mean, I came. I'm going to all like, that's not coming is never an option. You know what I mean? But I should have had to put forward my own effort when you guys, you know what I mean?
I'd have had your ass in between the carts. Boy, I'd have fucked you so silly. I'd have had you taking tickets.
So, Nitty.
Yes.
So, you remember China?
I remember China.
Okay, I'm ready.
Come on with it.
Bushwick Projects, right?
Bushwick Projects.
In China, I used to fuck with this dude or whatever named Mike or whatever. And China wanted a piece of him or whatever. I ain't stingy with it. You can have some. I mean, it is what it is or whatever the case may be. So we in the crib. We drinking. Niggas about to pop off or whatever. So he start giving him head or whatever. And he not getting hard. So he went to the bathroom. I guess he went to go clean up. He came back out or whatever the case may be. So then me and him started popping off.
Oh, goddamn. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind.
I want to hear the rest.
Go ahead, cuz.
Goddamn. So, me and him started popping off or whatever the case may be. So, now it's time for him to go fuck with China. So, he switched to the condom or whatever the case may be. Now, his shit's not getting hard. She's doing everything in her might. Like, she's playing with herself. She's sucking his dick. She's doing all that, but his shit will not get hard. So, now he takes the condom off again, put on another condom. Me and him start popping off again. So he's telling her, you know, play with his balls or whatever the case may be.
It's too much. It's too much.
I think he was the problem. The problem was in China.
Nah, he ain't the problem.
I think China was the problem because I ain't have no problems out of him. He was good money.
Was China the first girl you dated?
I never dated China.
But she's the one staying with you in Bushwick?
Yeah.
At one time?
We never dated.
I know. That's the problem right there. That's the problem.
What's the problem?
I seen that broad. She ain't dick hard material. They were the problem right there. That's the problem right there. China. I remember China. That nigga was rough.
Remember Fat Boy wanted China real bad. He couldn't get it. He was mad.
Yeah, but Fat Boy wanted everybody, so that shit don't count. I remember one time. Yeah, this is an awkward moment. And this is a true story, too. I remember one time I met a broad at the Labor Day Parade, Eastern Parkway, and she was from Virginia. So I bagged her up. She was hot, too. And soon as she got home, she called me like, yo, come down. My family went away. And I had never went to Virginia at this point by myself, not hustling. Like, this, like there was always a reason to leave New York. And it wasn't never a bitch. So this time I'm going for a broad. So by the time I get down there, gas, toll, and everything, I get down there, I got $30-something in Virginia.
Wow.
Wow. I'm in Virginia
year,
with 30.
What year was this about? Oh, never mind, I don't even answer.
Just say 88, yo. 88. So I'm down in Virginia with like $30-something, not even 40. So, and I kidnapped my man. I took my man with me. I told him, nigga, yo, ride with me. He's like, where we going? I said, we're going on a little trip. I ain't telling him we're going to Virginia. So now we're in Virginia, two of us, man. Between both of us, we got $30-something. So
wow.
the chick told us where to come. We come to a crib, and she had another girl there. And they like, yeah, your man is cute, too. Let's go. I'm like, let's go. I'm like, where the fuck we going? You said your parents is going. She's like, yeah, but my older brother's home. I'm like, and I fuck him up. She's like, nah, no, no, you ain't fucking my brother up. Let's go to the hotel. I'm like, the hotel? So I'm looking at my man now, and he like, yo, let's go. Let's go. What's the problem? I'm like, I got $37. We're in Virginia with two nice niggas and $37. We took turns in the car. Worked it out. You get in the car first, son. You go first. I get in the car second, nigga. I go second, nigga. Yo, listen, the shit was so bad. When I got back to Jersey Turnpike, they had to take my license and my plate number and bill me. I had no turnpike money, yo. They had to send a bill.
That's crazy.
Chasing coochie out of town, yo. Come on, TC. You 78 years old. I know you got another one.
Oh, my God. I ain't messing with you. I don't want to talk no more.
You don't want to talk no more, TC? You, like, you got all the memories, TC.
That was the best one.
Listen, I got another one, too. I remember when I was in my house on St. John's and shit. I had chicks going in and out, so I just finished smashing one chick, and I had the second chick.
Like nice pancake like that.
What?
Are we watching the same thing?
Weezy, you been on the phone all this time, Weezy?
No. No, I was in and out. I was on another call, but I'm watching the pancake flipper thing, too. I'm watching
that. I'm watching the commercial. That's a good pancake.
Wow.
Weezy, you been on this phone all this time, Weezy?
No, not all this time. I was on another call. And I
you was a lying big sack of shit, Weezy.
I swear, I came in when y'all was talking about China, and somebody was from Bushwick, and my ears perked up. I'm like,
all right, I'm going to cut you a pass, Nick, because you might be telling the truth. You got kids and shit. Do we have Angie on the line?
Angie is on the line.
Don't come in here trying to sound sexy as shit.
Listen, darling, I am not a fraud.
Come on here trying to sound sexy, Angie.
What you hear is what you get. Listen.
Oh, shit, Angie. Talk to
Angie
me.
Angie told you, Dr. Feelgood.
Talk dirty to me, Angie. Come on, talk dirty to me, you filthy swine, you.
It's terrible. Oh, my goodness. My
little Angie, you know the topic tonight, Angie?
A little bit, but I'd rather you tell me again.
Okay, here's the topic. Have you ever had an awkward sexual moment where everything never went as according to plan?
Oh, yes. And that just is not a happy feeling at the end either.
What happened?
I mean,
Angie?
It was good.
Angie.
The intention was there or whatever, but it was actually in a club in New York. I think it was called Providence or something like that.
Was you doing the Tupac?
What the hell is a Tupac?
was you performing fellatio on a dance floor?
Oh, no. We was in the kitchen. We actually went into the kitchen or whatever. So we in there and whatever. We about to get
hold
in there. Right there on
the
counter, everything.
What you doing? Was you a dishwasher?
I wasn't no dishwasher. We were patrons. Like.
Oh, okay.
We seized the moment. We seized the moment. Like, okay, let's go. Let's go in here real quick. You know what I'm saying? But the people came in there. The people of the club came in there. Like, what y'all here doing? Get up out of here. Y'all got to get out of here. We're going to throw y'all out. So that was the most awkward You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and we was like in there, and I had on a little mini skirt and everything, so, you know, it was
It wasn't awkward, it was fun.
It was actually fun. It was awkward because that just wasn't the place that I was supposed to have.
But no happy ending then, no happy ending.
No, I mean, I didn't get my nut off, but neither did he. But no, it wasn't no happy ending on that note. We
didn't
get thrown out
of
the club, though.
It sounded like a happy ending to me. Shit, that shit don't sound awkward at all.
That
shit sound like a regular night to me.
Oh, so that's what you do then, shoot.
I pull this shit out in church.
What'd you say, in church? That's where I almost lost my virginity in church.
That's where all the nasty niggas is at. That's where all the nasty niggas is in church, waiting to suck a dick.
Because you know what people forget about a church before they're pastors or anything, they're people. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey,
so expect
hey,
that.
Hey, Hetty, they ain't see the Christian Mingle trailer, huh?
No, they ain't see the Christian Mingle. Christian Mingle is a bunch of horny ass niggas on Christian Mingle.
Oh, ChristianMingle.com. Oh, yeah, man.
Let me tell you something, man. With this thing of life. Life is an unexpected journey. So how do y'all continue to do the same sexual escapades every week and still be turned on?
Yeah, that's true. It gets boring, right? Well, it depends. I don't know. That's an individual thing. Like, you know, some people like boring.
I guess you don't know.
I can't get enough pussy.
Is that why people have more than one partner?
Yeah, but I also think that if you never had nothing different, then you don't know what you're missing.
Then you don't know what you're missing. You can't miss something you don't have. Exactly.
That's right.
You really can't, you know. So, I mean, people
I only have one partner, and I can't get enough of it, for real.
That's all good. Listen, y'all got to keep that thing going. Try different things with the same person.
Well,
we're going on
10 years deep, but I think I attribute that to when I was younger, I fucked a lot. You know what I mean? So I kind of attribute probably some of that, but hey, like it ain't nothing different. You know what I mean?
Hold on, we got a real green one. Janice, you still here with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so we had a guy licking your underarms, right?
Yeah.
That was awkward. That was awkward. That was awkward. That was awkward. Now, let me ask you a question. Is that the strangest place to... Because you white. A nigga probably would lick your fucking elbow. This is what y'all white niggas do. So, is that the strangest shit, Johnny's?
That's the strangest. Yeah.
Licking your underarm, though?
Man, underarm.
You know the white kids, they like to go off to college and go ham.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about that. Why does shit sound like it feel good though?
Yeah,
she said it did.
I mean, like, look, lick my underarm. Let me see what that feel like.
That was
playing.
That was the strangest underarm.
Let me see what that feel like.
But Kitty, I have to go back to something you were saying. You said you've been with your wife for 10 years and you're still enjoying.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I didn't say that.
That was chill.
I was just saying, you have to just spice it up weekly. Add something new every week.
Yeah, let's try.
Can I be honest, to the equation.
And it doesn't get more.
I always look for my wife's weak points, okay? And I try to look her underarms one day. My wife is a clean lady. You know what I mean? But she won't let me.
I tried to do that shit. My wife won't let me. You know why your wife won't let you do that? Because she probably want to kiss you.
Like,
I don't want to taste no deodorant.
I don't know.
Listen, what's worse than an underarm? Is a toe? Is licking toes worse than an underarm? I think so.
I'm not all for the toes, so I don't need that in my life.
Toes is nasty.
Everybody's
had their toes. But the reason I'm saying because, you know, here's a secret, y'all. That's how I relax and put myself to sleep. I be rubbing my armpits.
But let me say something, though. If a chick gives me an option of the toes and the underarm, I'm taking the underarm for $500, Jack.
hear that.
And you know that it's so under there too. Like if you,
but you know what? You know what's on some real health 101 type thing. There's a lot of toxins that come out of your underarms as well as your feet. So
wow.
I beg to differ on that.
Angie, you done fucked your whole sexiness up with just toxins.
But that's the truth, though. I'm saying you said you'd rather the underarm than the feet.
I'm not gonna
the underarm as it does the feet. So
I'm not gonna do like 50 push-ups and they have you lick my underarm. I'm gonna go get in the shower. I ain't even gonna put deodorant. Hurt them this shit before it start getting all out of control.
So ladies, let me ask the ladies a question.
Let me ask y'all ladies a question.
So when these guys run up on you ladies and they offer to do all kind of sexual things to you, at what point did you say, nigger, you're nasty?
Never.
I'm still waiting for somebody to lick my butt.
Is there etiquette? Do he got to wait like 2 weeks to ask to lick your ass or some shit like that? Or can he do that on a first date?
In the bedroom.
Ain't no first dating on that. Like, listen.
Right. So he can't lick your ass on the first date, but 3 days later he could?
No. Huh?
he can't lick your ass on the first date, but 4 days later he can.
Yeah, not even 4 days. That's still too soon.
So there's a time limit on when he can lick your ass.
Yeah, he has to work his way up to that. That's a privilege.
That is the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Is it? You think so?
On the first date, I get nervous, like bubble guts, so you might not be able to do that on the first date.
I don't think the first date is going to work.
My nerves be shot.
What I'm saying, Angie, he's already fucking you.
Oh, well, if we already humping, that's something different.
So the first time he hit it, he could say anything nasty, and you're like, okay.
Oh, no, I ain't that easy.
He's already got his dick in you, big dummy.
That's nothing.
That's normal.
Listen.
So your dick is, your pussy is more special than your asshole?
Yes, it is.
That is the dumbest shit I ever heard.
You think so? That's because it's from a male point of view. That's why I sound stupid.
Every part of you is just as special. Every part of your body is equally as special.
No. I'm going to tell you why. Because
I agree.
You absolutely positively cannot try to coochie find nobody's butthole. That shit is something that you need to ease into now.
I'm not talking about being rough and gentle. I'm just trying to make a point. Like, what's the etiquette? Like, what is off limits when you already fucking?
Well, it depends, because if you haven't done it before, then of course that's not something that you gotta. Yeah, don't touch me with your feet.
All right, so let me ask you a question. If the dude that you fucking for the first time automatically goes down and starts sucking your toes, do you say, this nasty nigga here?
No, I told him to stop, though.
That does nothing for me.
It doesn't do anything for me.
Angie, you saying that a dude can freak off is all good with you on date one?
Not day one, no. We gonna work on that. Maybe the next week. the first date, no. Ain't no fucking on the first date.
Imagine three days later.
I'm 40 years old, sweetheart. And trust me, I've been there, done that. So it's not
I know you did, you little dirty, nasty swine.
No, think about it. You can call it
what you want to, sweetie. Just don't call me late for dinner. So
you know I'm not gonna call you late for dinner, you dirty, nasty, swine scoundrel.
Yeah, right. We got you, dude. It takes one to know what. How about that?
I'm like, Richard, sister, high five.
High five on that. Listen. For now, but again, not everybody enjoys that. It's knowing about what the woman wants. What's going to satisfy her.
Hold up, Angie. Sky, you still there?
Who?
Sky. No, Sky. Janice.
Yes.
All right, and on the first fucking, mm-hmm. is there anything that he could do that you would like, no, nigga, stop it?
on the first, we're already in the mix and he wants to move on to something else, or?
We already in the mix and he decided to go down and suck your toes on the first date.
Yeah, he could definitely do that.
He could lick your ass too?
Yes.
Girls don't got no shame.
Because if I'm already in the mix with him, there's really, well, maybe there is one anal. I wouldn't do that. That's the only thing.
But you're right, though.
Oh my God!
Come on, Diddy, you're gonna have these people thinking that. Please don't say that.
But you're white.
Yeah, they say there's no limits when you're white. I'm sorry. I'm
exactly.
That's just what I heard. I don't know how true it is. I ain't never been with a white girl.
That's how they remain virgins all the time.
I know. I'm extremely light in how I say a lot of things go.
A lot of things go with the big nigga. You heard it.
The big nigga, a lot of things go.
A lot of things go with the big nigga. Yo, so chill.
Yes, sir.
If you were to date and the first time and a chick to say, roll over, I want to lick your ass. First time.
I'm a freak, but I'm in jail.
Cool. You freak. That's what you're going to like.
Yo,
you
will
ask
say,
for
I don't
permission.
Feel like I'm cool with that. Real talk.
I like a lot of little different shit, though, but not that. Nothing with my ass involved.
Wait, real talk is on here?
Real talk, where you at, baby?
That shit disgusts this nigga.
Real talk.
I'm here.
Okay, real talk. Check it out, real talk. On a first time episode with a young lady, and out of nowhere, she tells you, roll over. I want to lick your ass. What do you do?
He's having it.
I'm getting out.
I told you.
You said you put her in the face?
I do not play that licking ass shit on it. Hell no. Don't go nowhere near my ass. He sounds real sincere too.
First of all, Big Homie, you don't remember me and him getting into it about that last week?
Nah, I missed last week.
I don't play that shit. I don't play that. Don't lick my ass. Don't touch my ass. I don't play that.
And I told him I'll sneak up on it.
I'm playing with the balls all day. Pull her feet easy on the balls.
Yeah.
Play with the balls.
Don't get me wrong. I toss the salad like a motherfucker. I'll lick that ass. I'll do all that. But don't lick my ass. I don't play that shit. Oh, hell no.
You're nasty. You're a nasty nigga, son. Yo, who the hell is that with that fake-ass Barry White shit, yo? Who the fuck
somebody
is that dude that came out of nowhere?
Let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you.
His voice was
hella deep. Nasty nigga. But let me explain
who
something.
Who is this dude
when
that you slip on the line,
when
yo?
When it comes down
that's
to being sexual.
That's me.
Who that's
when it
me?
Comes down
who's
to
me?
It's chill, nigga.
Okay, gang, real talk.
Now, when it comes down to being sexual, believe me, if a female, that's what she like, that's a female, you're going to do it because you're so enjoy it. I'm not saying when she come outside and her ass and all that. No, you got to wash the ass and all that first. You're going to do the shower, you're going to wash your ass and all that.
Oh, I hope so.
You know? But it ain't a...
Hey, real talk. Hold up. I gotta ask you a question because you sound like a professional ass licker. Let me ask you a question.
I'll lick up. Yeah, go ahead.
So, do you lick anal with an afro?
What?
Afro.
Because if you look in an anal with an afro, that's a nigga ass you probably
have.
Hello?
All chicks do not wax all the way up.
They don't wax all the way up.
From the rooter to the tutor.
Listen, that's not saying.
If I ever come down to licking a female ass, which is going to be my girl, you understand?
Right.
And it's hairs on it, it's a fucking problem.
It's a problem.
It's a big motherfucking problem.
Because
when you got hair, that shit not only spreads funk, but if it's near the ass, oh, it's an unbelievable funk that probably can't be controlled. So you don't want to feel shit down there.
And she probably got a little fucking. She might got a little dud down there too.
See, when you do certain shit and you tell her like a female to turn around and all that shit and you kissing it and then you decide, so they enjoying the kissing, so as you go and, you know, you finish doing the rest of the part, easing from the pussy on the way up, you know, they enjoy that. You understand? So it's the way you got to sexually please the female. You understand? Now, if you do that shit when they just coming from outside or just coming from a club or something, you a nasty motherfucker.
Yeah, that's just nasty.
Right. And you're looking to have your tongue turn green and shit like that.
All right, so ladies, have y'all ever done that on purpose? Like, fuck it, I just came from playing basketball. Suck my pussy, nigga.
Oh, no. I wouldn't even feel comfortable with that. Like, you know, like, oh, no, I need to go freshen up, boy. I'll be back.
Yeah, you know, that's how you're supposed to do it. You don't want
to. All right, so ladies, when a guy tell you to lick his balls and his balls look like they got sheepskin on it, how do y'all feel about that?
Elephant skin.
Yes. It's like his hair on his balls is like a wet sheepskin.
Mm-mm. Better go get that weed whacker.
Come on, let me help you take care of that. I'll shave him for you or something.
Better call Roto-Rooter.
So there is a limit. There is a limit.
Yeah, well, that's one of them, exactly.
Oh, my God, do you know how fucking rough the hair on your balls are? This is fucking dry, like, no.
I like that hair and shit.
Get rid of it. Yuck.
That ain't even cute.
Why would you keep that down there? That don't itch?
Right. Rub it against your leg.
That shit is mad wiry. It don't itch?
I don't know. I keep a Caesar.
I just got me a
half moon on mine.
You
gotta keep a
season.
You walking
around your shit over here looking like the fucking brown hornet. You gotta take care of that.
I got a half moon.
I'm telling you,
in mine.
That hairy shit offends
me. So you got a
like,
part, son? Huh? You got a part, son? You said you got a part of your shoe, son? I got a part with a little arrow on the side.
A part?
You said he got a fucking part in his shit, bro.
Oh, shit.
That was crazy.
Oh, my God. That hairy shit is mad offensive.
Yeah, listen, if you a chick in the 2000s and you got that shit looking like motherfucking Jill Scott hair, and your shit looking like Jill Scott old afro? Somebody should beat your
looking
ass.
Looking like Macy Gray, huh?
Yes. I miss Macy Gray. I miss that crazy bitch.
I know.
And you told me
she was in that. She was in that. Hey, nigga, she was in that movie that you put me on to. Well, yeah, she was in that crazy ass movie.
Yeah.
That shit was good though, right, D?
Yo, that shit, yo. I gave the movie to my man, and I was about to get the movie from him. He said, man, I got that shit floating around. Everybody watching that shit right there. That shit was crazy.
What
that
movie?
That was crazy. What's the name of that shit?
Paperboy.
Paperboy. You got to get that
yeah?
shit, yo.
I got to get that.
Yeah, you got to get
that.
That shit is crazy.
I like Macy Gray, though. She was good. You ever see Lackawanna Blues?
Yeah, she's better than this one.
He was a crazy bitch in that movie.
Yeah, she was in that movie. Yo, when that white dude said, nigga, yo, she got tight as a motherfucker, kid.
Yeah, not everybody can use that word, man.
So let me ask you ladies something else. So when y'all in the intimate thing, and it's not awkward when a guy is coming at you to do different shit that y'all never did before? Like, how do y'all feel at that moment when he's pop up out of nowhere, like, hey, why don't you put this dick in your ass?
They like it. They're up for it.
Ladies?
This is like when
no
they
comment.
Want you to do it, they just don't, they don't want to initiate it. They want you to do it. You know what I mean?
Is that true, ladies?
If you ask me, it's giving me too much time to think about it and say no. Just do it.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Shit.
That's what I said. They don't,
say that again.
Don't
I missed
everything.
The question.
Note to self.
What was the question?
Note,
I missed the question.
Note to self.
No,
the question,
no question
is, this is a question. I said, when you were a guy and out of nowhere he spring on you some crazy shit y'all never did before, is that awkward?
Nah, I'm like, no, let's try it.
How much you're into?
I'm willing to try anything. Let's go.
Angie, are you on Facebook?
Yep.
Who friend are you?
Why? What difference does that
make? You're a professional cocksucker. I like to make sense.
People
what's
be
the,
denied.
The
they be
the
in denial if they don't. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we done been there, done that. Come on now.
Listen, we gotta link up on Facebook. You never know what kind of friends you need in this world.
Yeah, use a mask. Listen, I don't befriend everybody though. Trust me.
I ain't everybody, motherfucker.
Just because I have the skill doesn't
smacked.
Mean I befriend everybody.
Don't get smacked. Don't get smacked, Angie. I'm not everybody.
I know that's right, but
you better recognize a real Dawn when you see one.
Don't do it, Angie.
That's that bullshit, Wendy.
I'll go into the lights.
I don't wrote half the rules to the game. I'm not a fool.
She said, don't do it, Angie. That's some bullshit,
don't
yo.
Don't do it. That's a diva high five right there.
I said that with love. I just want her to be safe.
That's a diva high five right there, looking out for the sister.
She damn sure did, because I would have punished
right.
you.
That's right. Come on now. Listen. Can't be mad because she said that.
I am mad at that. She's a minor motherfucking bitch with a big ass. Oh, big ass, Nene Leakes ass motherfucker.
Man, stop telling people I'm big like her. I am not big like her.
Yo,
stop
don't you got some light bulbs to change, nigga?
No. I'm not big like that, you asshole.
You've been fucking my hustle, nigga.
Hey, let me ask you a question because you mentioned something here. You asked about licking the ass. But what about when a nigga hitting it and he stick a finger in the ass?
Sound like a plan.
They all like that, man.
They all like that.
I'm not a fan of that.
No, you don't. Oh, he can throw the dick in the ass, but he can't put a thumb in the ass.
Right, basically. Don't play with my emotions.
That's been one of my favorites, to be honest. It's always worked out pretty well.
Now, you know them Spanish niggas are straight nasty. You know them niggas.
Who's Spanish?
You know them macho Camacho ass niggas. Straight nasty niggas.
Who's Spanish?
The
Rico Suaves.
How tall you is?
I'm 5'9".
Oh, man.
You said that with authority, too.
Oh, that nigga said 5'9". She said, wah, wah, wah. Yo, the price is right.
That's my bad, though, because I'm really tall.
You thought that 5'9 was hitting on something. I'm 5'9".
My shoe size is 11 and a half, though.
Listen, that shoe size stuff don't matter.
It's getting worse, chill. Don't shoot yourself in the foot, chill. You got some slick mouth fingers on the phone, chill. That shoe size don't matter,
because trust me, I had a dude, he was size 9, and his thing was bigger than his feet.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one, too, before.
Hold up, back to that 5'9". Did he say that 5'9 shit confident? I'm 5'9".
Hold on, let me do the replay.
Hold on, let me do the replay. Heads chill. I'm 5'9". Heads easy. Hold on, stop laughing. It's chill. I'm 5'9". Heads wheezy, huh?
I didn't say it like that.
Oh my God.
How tall is you, though? How tall is you, Reedy?
I'm 6'1".
That's why you a big bird ass bitch.
Hold up, son.
That's my little nigga. Don't call out a name. She's good people. She's a big nigga.
I was about to say, you need to chill the fuck out, because I will insult you at all.
No disrespect, you need to apologize. Your fucking little ass.
Hey, listen. Now, hold on. I ain't no lame, but I apologize, mommy.
Me neither, nigga.
Listen. Can y'all be quiet and y'all hear a real nigga apologize? Listen. I'm having fun with y'all on the phone and all that good shit. I don't mean no disrespect to you, mommy. It was all fun. I apologize, baby.
And that's my guy right there. I know him personally, so that's what's up. Just calm down, big nigga. I know you don't like some big nigga jokes.
I'm from Brownsville, baby. I'm from Brownsville.
And I'm from Bed-Stuy. So you know Bed-Stuy's always been pussy.
So you know the drill.
Brownsville rules, baby. Angie, I heard that slick shit, Angie. You know Brownsville niggas rules.
What I say? I ain't say nothing. What you talking about?
Y'all talking.
Brownsville niggas
rules. Wait. I heard Angie. Angie ain't say nothing. I'm just listening.
All right, Angie, I ain't got to smack you, Angie. All right, let's go.
If I have to say something, I will now. Don't get that crazy.
Angie, if you put any more bass in your voice, Angie, I will smack the shit out of you.
How about I dare you, Needy, calm the fuck down.
My name ain't Phaedra. I ain't Phaedra, Needy. I'm 6'3", nigga. 250, nigga. Listen, Nene, I ain't one of the smalls.
You already know how my mouth is.
I'm not one of the smalls, Nene.
With all due respect, man, we just having fun here. I didn't mean no disrespect, you know what I mean?
Shit, you better tell them I'm fine and shit, you better cut it out.
She told me to tell you she's 5'6".
Not 5'6". Who is he on Facebook? Let me search for his ass.
He's on my friends.
He what?
He's on my friends. Chill Will. His name is Chill Will. Yes.
I'm a good dude. I ain't no lame. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm a good dude.
No, I ain't worrying about all that. I just want to see who you are.
I'm pretty fair.
I'll call him and tell him. I'll explain it to him. Yeah, because you got the shootout this weekend.
They had a shootout this weekend.
Wow. He plays lacrosse. He has a lacrosse shootout this weekend.
That's a college scholarship right there.
Oh, absolutely. And he's a beast, huh?
Hey, I'm going to let anybody know if they add me on Facebook. My shit is Dr. Feelgood.
What's your name on Facebook?
Me?
My name is Chill, C-H-I-L-L, and then Wool Lean, one word, like the letter wool, like a wool coat, and lean, like you leaning on something.
I think it's easier if you just found my ass. That was too much.
That was a lot going on.
I can't even do that because they got me on restrictions. I be on some violent shit.
Yeah, he be on some rah-rah Brownsville shit.
Go to Nitty page.
I'm on Nitty page.
You could do that. It ain't nothing for you to get deleted or blocked. I just want to see who you are.
I'm about to tag you.
Yeah, no doubt. Listen. I always say my page is like my life. It's an open book. You know what I mean? My page is open.
Where my tablet at? Cause I holler at you, nigga, man. Follow, folks, in your bag.
Yeah, well, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me, Angie, on hotnigga.com.
You too much.
You look me up, nigga. I'm the president and the fucking founder.
Big homie, you tag me?
I'm trying to find a picture. He came to my house. He was on his way to Myrtle Beach. He stopped at my house and checked me. I'm looking for it right now.
Hey, homegirl, what's your name? Because I could poke you. What's your name?
You could poke me.
How you on poker at 5'9", nigga? That shit don't work.
Yo, Nitty.
Yes? Yes?
I'm off this. Love you.
It's T-A-N-A. T-A-N-A, Will.
T-A-N-A. A-N-A.
Yeah.
Are changes coming more, Diamond?
Huh?
It says a change is coming, more diamonds.
No, it's T-A-N as in Nancy A.
Right. Look what my friend is, man. She's the only nigga on that shit, 6'11", yo.
Right. Yo, she got, you got, what's the picture it. Got? You got a little baby girl in the picture with you?
No. It's just
okay,
me.
It's okay.
Me. I got on glasses.
You got on glasses. I see your big bird butt.
You can't tell I'm big in that picture, nigga.
Yes, you are. You're taller than everybody else.
I see you. That's what's up. But I can't add you, though. But I'm going to see if you got your poke button open so I can poke you with my 5'9" ass. Oh, yes, you do. Just been poked.
Well, she didn't feel it, though, son. She didn't feel it. She didn't feel the poke, son. Nah, you're too low now. So that's...
That was my kneecap.
Yeah, that's the back of the leg right there. She didn't feel like this.
Okay.
How long ago you came and visited me, son?
Hold on, girls. Wait a minute, girls. Wait, let me speak. Let me check him out.
What's the name on there?
My name is Chill Wooling.
And that's all I'm worth?
I'll see your light skin ass. Yes, you do. You motherfucker.
Don't touch it. Leave it alone.
I'm going to work your ass back. How about that?
Chill Wooling, Cleveland, Ohio?
Yep. How'd she get that fast?
Listen. You working with somebody with a sharp brain. That's why.
Well, where the fuck she at? Introduce me to her.
What happened?
Nothing.
I know, repeat that.
Nothing.
Everybody has a right to defend themselves.
I said, well, who the fuck is that? I'd like to meet her. Introduce me to her.
Don't try to play me.
Big homie.
Yes.
Nigga, do you got a blowout?
On this picture? On that picture?
Yes.
I think so. I think I was rocking some hair there, yeah.
Nigga, you look a real Dominican.
I am. That's what I am.
Happy.
Oh, shit.
Who's Angie Smith?
That's me. One
Where you found her at, Will?
I don't know. I just got the plug on the lily, you know what I mean?
You see it, right?
She ain't request me to fucking stinking ass heifer.
Because I ain't go to your page. Don't get beat
you,
up.
Hold up. You
and
picked
I can fight
him
a little bit, so
you
stop
picked
playing.
Him? You picked him over me?
Because
you went to him first?
It's that easy. What's your name on it?
Fuck you. How about that?
Why so much hostility?
You don't fucking pick me second. I'm the fucking host.
I'm a kid.
We're
supposed to get along.
No, I'm not no second fiddle. I'm not no second
fiddle. He's friends with my people.
Wow.
Who just
got beat down by words.
Damn right. Mm-hmm.
Then who? What happened?
Somebody.
Who your people, Tyler?
What?
Who your people is he friend with?
Down here. He friends with Jazzy and Mark.
Jasmine and Monster. You know Jasmine? You talk about old baby mom, Jasmine.
OPM, God bless the dead, my nigga. Oh, no question. Come on. Shorty don't know the resume. That's what it is. You feel me?
I don't want to know.
Uh-oh.
That's cool. I don't mean it disrespectful. See, there you go jumping on that.
No,
again,
I want to know what your life is now. Okay.
I'm saying. Listen. Why don't you check my music out on there, though? Do me a favor.
All right. I will check it out.
You send me a link, and I'm going to send you. I'm going to act like I'm going to just send you a link. So you listen to it.
All right. Okay.
Who's that? Who got music? I do music, too.
My name's Chill.
I just went over there.
Hold on. Angie, you suck a mean dick and you do music?
I could rap right through it all, sweetie.
She can rock the mic.
I can rock that mic.
No,
stop
Lola,
playing. Rock
that
mic.
Lola, you beat me. Hold on, I was going there right there.
You experience that you have to be privileged. That just don't happen for anybody. You hear me? That don't happen for no anybody like that.
That's for the privilege. That's privilege shit. Huh?
Don't get that twisted. You know.
Angie, are you under distress right now? Is there a big black nigga with his foot in your ass or something?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Even if I had a husband, that wouldn't happen. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, I gotta be under stress though.
No, cause you sound a little hostile.
Nah, I'm just saying. Again, I'm defending myself. Like, you know, that's all.
That's it? You sure?
That's all.
Hey, Angie, what's your sign?
I just told you I'm a Cancer, sweetheart.
Oh, them little nasty ass Cancer niggas, they got a funky attitude though.
No, we don't. We the easiest people to get along with.
That's the
who's
bullshit.
That?
When you try to play them sideways, then you get it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm married to a Cancer, and that's some bullshit.
What does that mean?
You know I'm a Cancer too.
Yeah. You married
okay.
to a Cancer, so and what's that mean?
Y'all be having some funky ass attitudes.
Well, listen, I mean, what's wrong with wanting to be spoiled? Like, oh, come on now. You knew what you were getting to when you said I do. Stop playing.
You fucking 40. Nobody ain't calling no old woman.
What?
I'm 40. So what? That's it.
Let me tell you something. Don't ever twist that age, sweetheart. I'm teaching people that 60 and 16. Stop playing.
You ain't spoiling no old women.
You crazy.
What do you mean you ain't spoiling no old women? How much more with you?
Crazy.
We got kids now. We got kids now.
Wow. You crazy. A real dude to spoil a woman at any age.
You
that's
the keep that
now,
music playing.
Play,
keep
that
play, music playing.
Once you pass 35, then join my own.
Come on. Stop playing.
Argument's sake. You know who I am.
I'll just play, Angie.
Yeah, you know, listen, I'm not sensitive.
You sure about that shit, nigga?
What?
I agree with her.
I'm not sensitive.
I agree with her.
I would have been hung up a long time ago.
Hey,
yeah, but let's play some.
I my story all the time.
And let's play
up.
Some to you.
That's what's up. If you don't do it, somebody else will.
Angie, let me tell you something. Hold on. Everybody be quiet right now. Angie, let me tell you something. You be on my radio show, you dick ride me first.
So you got you a little sensitive.
No, I'm the goddamn host. You got me some goddamn perks at being a host. You just can't go requesting niggas willy-nilly without requesting me first.
Because you ain't tell me your page name or nothing. What's up? Like, give me the info. Give me all that. I got
fuck
you.
What is wrong with you, man?
I got you, boo boo. Stop.
You sound like you're having a tantrum, big homie.
One thing about us Brooklyn niggas, and especially us Brownsville niggas, we play opposition. And what he's saying is basically a chain of command and shit. You know what I mean?
Chain of command. I can respect chain of command. I can respect that too. Mm-hmm.
I just suck my
right
teeth
now,
like an old Jamaican lady.
That's respectable.
But I know one thing, the big host chain of command, you going to stop coming at me sideways.
You little motherfucker, when you get on my line, you fucking dick ride me first. I get the first dick ride.
You crazy. Oh, my God. You so fresh. You really feeling yourself tonight.
You are fresh.
Listen to what I'm trying to tell you, bitch. There's two, on Monday nights, there's two shows. There's
okay.
two shows on Monday night. The
okay.
first show come on at 7:00. Now the only time you can ride somebody's dick, the only time you can ride somebody else's dick before mine is my man's on his show.
Mm.
And then after his show go off, I'm the next dick in line. Now you gotta learn some etiquette.
Give me a spanking then. That was a bad girl.
I wish I would, Ed. I swear to God, I would hit you with the five fingers of death so fucking hard. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I would fucking spank you so hard, you would go home and kiss your mama.
That shit turns me on. You ain't no
pal. Right. What's the hold up on the request then, you little dirty, filthy swine?
Cause.
So, Angie, you from what part of town are you from, Angie?
Yes.
Guess? You from New York? You from New York?
I am.
Queens.
Born, bred, fed.
Queens, right?
No.
Where you from, babe?
I'm from Long Island, sweetheart.
That's the same shit. That's the same fucking shit.
Same thing.
Well, you right, because Queens, Brooklyn, all of that's Long Island.
The fucking corny-ass Long Island broads.
Like I said, Brooklyn, Queens, all of that's Long Island, so be specific.
Yeah, but them Long Island broads is corny, yo.
Yeah, you think so? Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know what I'm saying? So
definitely don't sound like nobody from Long Island.
You can have that, sweetie.
They're not, it ain't even that.
What'd you say, Tyler?
I would have never guessed she was from Long Island.
Man,
yes,
I would have never guessed that. What's that, Hempstead? Bridgewood?
Hempstead.
Bridgewood ain't Long Island.
I'm originally from Greenport, which is at the end of the map. But I grew up in Hempstead.
Yeah, that shit just like Brooklyn, please. Yeah, that shit right over there. That's a little bit past the sunrise right there. That shit ain't shit.
Whatever. And listen, it ain't where you from, it's where you at.
True. Where you at now?
It ain't where you from, it's where you at. Because I met corny niggas from each town.
You ain't meet no corny from Brooklyn.
From what? Brooklyn?
You ain't mean no corny from Brooklyn.
You curry go eat ass motherfuckers over there in Brooklyn.
Somebody is disrespecting Brownsville under their breath, and I heard that shit.
Come on, now. Like I said, it ain't where you from, it's where you at. You could be.
All right, so you grew up in Hempstead. You still in Hempstead?
No, sir.
But you, where you at now?
I'm still in Long Island.
Oh, you might have upgraded.
I'm still in Long Island. You know?
You might have upgraded.
Why? What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm at the top of
your life.
Trust me, I'm at the top of mine wherever I live. It could be Hempstead, D.C., V.A., whatever. I'm at the top of mine regardless.
What are you sitting on yourself?
I agree.
Regardless. So that's where you're from is where you at.
Yeah,
you know
but
saying?
Where you grow up at is where you get your roots from. So that plays a big part in it. So I mean,
But I'm still saying I'm at the top of mine wherever I live, regardless.
So y'all trying to tell me you want a 25th floor of Langston Hughes right now? That what you're saying?
Yeah, something like that. I could be anywhere. I'm in the Bronx right now. On the River Park Towers over there.
Yeah, you in Lacey Hughes on Sutter and motherfucking Rockaway.
We don't do Brooklyn. I don't really do Brooklyn. They got too many potholes.
This is true. Last time I was in fucking Brooklyn, I need a whole new chassis. True story. A true fucking story, yo.
Oh, I'm sure that's a true story.
But listen, it's time for me to wrap the show up. But I like to say some things to everybody listening is that, you know, sometimes you got to step out your comfort zone. Sometimes you got to try things you never tried. And I want you to always remember something that's very important. Time is not your friend. Time is nobody's friend. Time is not working on nobody's side. Time is working against you. So if there's anything that you want to do, don't wait till tomorrow to do it, because time might not cooperate.
That's
whatever
right.
You want to fucking do, do that shit right fucking now. Life is meant to be lived. Get off the fucking bitch and get your bitch ass in the game. I'm Dr. Feelgood. It's been a great show. I love you people, and I love you motherfuckers.
Chat.
Bring you the chosen one, Big Jeffrey.
Church. Now, players, I got some fresh game to bring to the table today. Now, this player right here, he's different. He don't drive a Cadillac.
What?
He don't got a perm.
What?
Why should we let you in the Pimp Legion of Doom?
Man, whoever said progress was a slow process wasn't talking about me. I'm a PIMP. Plus, I got the magic stick.
I got the man.
way, now hit the baddest chick. Sure they don't believe me, they call me tonight. And I do your magic,
what,
magic. I got the magic chick.
I'm a freak to the core, get a dose once, you gon' want some more. My tongue cuts your girl, your toes bound to curl. It's exclusive shit, I don't share with the world. I had you up early in the morning, moaning. Back shot, drop it low, can't stop it. Been a fiend for this, it's rockin' me. Get the position down back, then it's time to switch. I rock the boat, I work the minute. I can speed it up, straight speed it up, straight speed it up. When I ain't in the hood with my toes out open, I'm in the telly working up a sweat broken. Tonight's the night, you can fall in love. You can call your mama right now, tell her you met a dog. I pop a lot of shit, cause I can back it up. My left stroke, the death stroke.
I got the magic trick. I know if I lick once, I got the magic.